Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just recently asked by some family if they thought it'd be a good idea to take the Amtrak train down from Washington, down Highway 1, one of the most scenic routes in the world, to San Francisco on a classic two-day trip. And I said, I wouldn't get on an Amtrak train if my life depended on it. And I sure wouldn't bring my children on one, because they haven't updated the rail beds in 60 years. We have worse rail beds than Mexico. That's why trains can go 250 miles an hour in Japan or in Germany, but not in the U.S. My grandmother, when she was going to college, would shoot down from East Texas to get her master's in Houston on a train that went 135 miles an hour. Now they can't go 40 miles an hour on that same track. Here it is, train wreck Tacoma, death toll unknown, 80 mile an hour, flew off the track. Looks like it's, you know, obviously had a bunch of passengers on board. Pray for those folks. That's all coming up. So much more. Obama's been caught working with Hezbollah to deal drugs. That's mainstream news. You cannot make this up. But first, powerful report by John Baum. Mueller ignores the Fourth Amendment to foment a coup.
It's not looking good. It's quite sad to see that. So my people were very upset about it. I can't imagine there's anything on them, frankly, because, as we said, there's no collusion. There's no collusion whatsoever. But a lot of lawyers thought that was pretty sad.
What does the Fourth Amendment mean to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's bogus deep state investigation of the Commander-in-Chief? Well, as you would expect, nothing. In a letter obtained by Fox News and sent to House and Senate committees on Saturday, the transition team's attorney alleges unlawful conduct by the career staff at the General Services Administration in handing over transition documents to the special counsel's office. Corey Langhofer, the counsel to Trump for America, argues the GSA did not own or control the records in question, and the release of documents could be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. The emails are said to be of a sensitive nature regarding Trump's interior conversations about nominees, not to mention executive policy. However, once it was added to the spin cycle of the mainstream media, Special Counsel Mueller came out smelling as fresh as a daisy.
But this has been a months-long orchestrated, frankly pathetic and also dangerous attack by Fox News, by many in the conservative right, to try to discredit Mueller.
What they're doing is setting up the ground game to fire Mueller. And let me tell you, the American majority of American people will not allow this. Move On has had more than 80,000 people sign up for a protest if in case Mueller is indeed fired. Over 500 events in across the country. People are not going to take this.
Except the Harvard-Harris poll released recently said 54% of Americans of all parties see the investigators as biased against Trump.
Okay,
so you may see it on your end, but polling shows different.
That's one poll. There are many polls out there.
This is a total distraction. Let me just say, this whole discussion is so interesting to me because it's all part of the Trump legal team assault on the integrity of law enforcement in this country, intended to distract people,
not the rank and file,
distract people from the potential, the investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and its officials and Russian interference. And this is all a setup potentially to fire Bob Mueller.
When Trump's lawyers come out and use the press to say Mueller's acting unlawfully, that creates a narrative for right-wing media to put on the bottom of the screen, to put in banner headlines on the website, to add more fodder to this narrative that the Mueller probe is illegitimate and needs to be shut down.
I believe that the president wants all of this shut down. He wants to shut down these investigations, and he wants to fire Special Counsel Mueller. The rumor on the Hill when I left yesterday was that the president was going to make a significant speech at the end of next week, and on December 22nd, when we are out of D.C., he was going to fire Robert Mueller.
Oddly enough, as the world turns, regardless of the beating of the dead horse of Russia collusion with the
White
House.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Got it. This transmission is coming to you.
declaring war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smithmeck that joined us a year and a half ago on the broadcast. And he laid out how a shipment was going from a specific Arizona base of hundreds of millions of dollars of weapons, some of them high impact. That's grenade launchers, anti-tank weapons, you name it, to the Mexican cartels and then to Hezbollah, but also to ISIS to fund both sides. Breaking, Fast and Furious was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorists. Adan Salazar, March 30th, 2016. Now, he got physically attacked for coming on the broadcast and death threatened his family, you name it. So, again, three people attacked him from behind. And, of course, Tosh Plumlee is a very famous CIA whistleblower. He recommended Mr. Smithmeck. Tosh Plumlee is basically in hiding right now in South America. So that's what you have to go through to come on this show and do this stuff. These are very honorable men. And because of them, we now have this information. It's Politico. They're not going to give us credit, but it's all right here. And we'll give you the rest of the story. Obama letting Hezbollah deal cocaine all over Europe and all over the United States and work with Mexican drug cartels to ship drugs into this country. And the big story was Obama wasn't just letting them do it. He was shipping them anti-tank weapons, you name it. You go, why would they fund ISIS and Hezbollah? Because they want a crisis and a pretext to then move the U.S. military into the area. Trump is reportedly not being cynical and trying to clean it all up and then hopefully leave. The problem is McMaster is ignoring that, keeping U.S. bases in Syria, and now it's come out from our sources and mainstream news are refueling, re-preparing, rebranding ISIS right now in countervalence of the president. You are getting absolute, total exclusive here. Do you realize how dangerous this is? And I'm saying this is not pearls before swine, is it? So we're going to get some clips because this all just came together this morning. And right before I went live, I went, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smithmeck, because the name is, you know, is rare. And so I was saying, what was his name? What was his name? What was his name? What was his name? And the crew found it in literal minutes. And it all just clicked again. He laid it all out. Now, it's classified, so he couldn't give the specific weapons or any of it. But that's an active duty guy coming out and saying, Obama has us ordered to ship these weapons in 3 weeks. Can you believe how much courage it took for him to do that? People keep saying, when are we going to see the courage? When are we going to see people stop this? Well, you just saw it. We should have stayed in contact with Matt. We just have so many powerful whistleblowers and patriots on that I don't take them for granted. We're just in such a war politically in the information war and a pile of brass around us that we just, it's the fog of war here. But this is incredible. Out of all the huge news we've got, everyone's focused on the tragic 80-mile-an-hour Amtrak flying off the rails passenger train. Looks bad. No death toll yet, drudgereport.com, Infowars.com. We have the latest, but you add this to Obama working with Iran in one-sided deals and Obama doing side deals and Obama working with the Arab Spring as well. The secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. That's the whitewash from Politico because they know that Trump and his people are now on this. And that Obama is in deep trouble. And that they could get in a lot of trouble for what they've done if we focus on it and talk about it. And you've now got Congressman Bud Cummins, Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Trey Gowdy, all saying the FBI committed crimes. It was a group of organized stay-behind network engaged in organized crime fraud against Trump and the American people. We have them with their organized conspiracy, the entire operation, a very tight-knit group, Comey, Strzok, the Justice Department official, his wife heading up Fusion GPS, hired to create the fake dossier. I mean, it is a tight-knit group. It isn't the general FBI. And it's because of good people in the FBI and in the military and in the ATF, quite frankly, not defending that bad agency, but there's some good people, that we know all this. So it's all coming together. And I want to put the clips together today. I've got the crew on it with all the different statements, because now you've got the former deputy director of the FBI. That we played that yesterday, coming out and saying these people belong in Leavenworth. We'll play that clip, by the way, when we come back from break. They belong in Leavenworth. And Adan Salazar deserves the Pulitzer Prize for working weeks on this story. And the lieutenant colonel deserves to really be defended. But instead, he got cracked down on. He got threatened. He got physically attacked. And we gave him our number and our info. We never heard from him again. God, who knows if he's even among us anymore? Plumlee's in South America. We know where. He doesn't want us to tell anybody. That's right. Tosh Plumlee has gone to South America over this. He's had to leave the United States. Very famous CIA contractor. Knew Fidel Castro. Knows all the big cartels. Ran whole CIA operations. Has left the building over this, because there is a war going on behind the scenes. And they told Plumlee, off air, he told me this, on air, he said he was getting threatened. They said, listen, old man, we're going to come to your house and cut your GD head off. He said, fine, I'm dumping everything on you. And then he left the country. This is a guy until he retired 3 years ago that would be on the show with a line of C-130s lined up, loaded with heavy weapons to be delivered to ISIS, calling in saying, I got sources in NATO and the Pentagon and everywhere else that they're delivering high-pound weapons. Hold on. Hold on. We got to wait for all these aircraft. You're supposed to call them 50 minutes ago. And then I have told people that were with him. There's like a line of 10 aircraft about to deliver all the weapons. And he's going, I've got sources that are delivering these weapons. So you think about all that, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on here. That's what we're doing. Trump's not doing stuff like that. But McMaster, who remember said, we are going to invade Syria, we are going to take Assad out. Remember 6 months ago, and Trump comes out and goes, no, you're not. That's not true. Stop it. But they built up these big forces right over the Iraqi border, and they are reconstituting the groups to go in and try to topple Assad again. That's why the Russians just pulled their troops out to take the high road to say, just pull your troops out, follow the agreement, don't overthrow this country that allows secular people and minority Christians and others to live there. Stop. Stop. But Trump, as you've seen, has his agenda frustrated at every single level. People say, oh, he's playing a double game. No, he's not. I know people that talk to the president days after McMaster said that they were going to go in. He said, no, we're not. No boots on the ground. And I'm going to make a statement on it. And then he made a statement on it. And that's why they were flipping out. Because Trump was able to talk to people then that would bring this stuff up and say, Mr. President, this is your promise. You said that. You know it's a quagmire. You know we need to stabilize the region, not be in there trying to stir things up. That's the old globalist agenda. Don't have to tell me that. Absolutely. What, you're saying McMaster is on television saying that? Yes, sir. He said it on CNN yesterday. So they sneak around like bad children, seeing what they can get away with, and they become outraged when people get a hold of them and tell them what's going on. That's why it's important for people to talk to the president when he goes out to speak, or his security detail, or anybody to tell him about stuff, because they're trying to keep him totally isolated. But again, the secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. He didn't let him off the hook. He let him deal drugs. He gave him weapons, and it continued in front of everybody. But now it's coming out. Stay with us. More on the tragic derailment in Washington State. More on the economy. More on the FBI's Democrat operation coming unraveled. The attempt to frame the president blown sky high. We are live. And by the way, we're in the middle of the kickoff of the 34-hour transmission to celebrate our free open society, the return of the republic, the global awakening, and to say the words that the globalists hate so much, Merry Christmas, in their lust to dominate and control and dumb down civilization. Now, there is so much to go over, obviously, here today, and so many big developments happening, but I was reading leftist and globalist publications this weekend, and they're panicking. They're saying Mueller needs our help. He needs demonstrations. Mueller needs people in the streets. Mueller needs a congressional investigation to intensify. Mueller needs us because he's not going to be able to get Trump impeached. It's falling apart. Congressman Jim Jordan's being mean. Trey Gowdy's being mean. Former FBI Deputy Director James Carlstrom's being mean. Congressman Bud Cummings is being mean. Now, there it is. There's Brian Stelter saying, Mueller is under attack. He's under attack. He's running around bullying people, getting stuff without warrants, spying on folks, manufacturing evidence, up to his eyeballs with the Russians. But he's under attack. That means Trump's fighting back. That means that they've then got to whine and complain. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. Because they know, ladies and gentlemen, that they've been caught committing massive, massive crimes and massive fraud against our electoral process, against our president. Now Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence. Oh, they're the ones fomenting violence with Antifa. They're the ones calling for a constitutional crisis going back a year ago when Trump was president-elect. They're the ones that I've been warning you we're building towards this. And then when they finally trigger it, they're going to turn around and say we did it. No, Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders, the nomination. Hillary tried to steal it from Trump. You're the guys that are in bed with the Russians and the communist Chinese. You're the ones that sold out the country. You're the ones that manufactured the dossier. You're the ones that have been caught. And now you're getting more shrill. You're getting more panic. You're getting more crazy. And the weak-minded people that follow you and buy into all this, they're getting more violent. They're attacking more people. They're shooting more Republicans. Their neighbor's a Republican. They shoot him. Their neighbor's a Republican congressman. They shoot him. Their neighbor is a Republican legislator. They shoot him. Or a mayor. This is the new, oh, you're a Republican on the city council. I'm going to shoot you because you're a Nazi. And I'm a soldier in D-Day fighting you because it's so horrible what Trump's done, trying to restore that country, trying to break the back of political correctness. It's so horrible that you live in this echo chamber that we've got to go attack our Republican neighbors like Rand Paul right now. So that's where this is. And now Scarborough says the violence is coming. The violence is coming because they've been caught making up the assaults that Trump supposedly engaged in, making up the Russiagate, making up what he's done with the economy. But as the economy begins to come back, their panic only intensifies. And they've been caught. Their whole hope, the insurance policy to bring down Trump, has now been blown into a trillion little pieces. And when is McCabe going to resign, the director of the FBI? When is Mueller going to get indicted? You see, that's why they're spinning it now, that Trump better not fire Mueller. Trump better not fire Mueller. That's the line of the sand for nationwide riots. That proves he's corrupt. Well, he should be fired for all the fraud he's involved in. But hey, leave it there. Go, oh no, Mueller's going to stay. And Trump comes out all weekend in statements and says, I'm not firing him. He's a disgrace. He's a joke. He's a fraud. They go, oh, don't attack him. Don't bring up that you got the emails and the text to how it's all an open and shut conspiracy by your operatives in the FBI to take out the duly elected president. So that's why Trump says, I'm not considering firing special counsel, but they don't stop. They don't stop. They don't stop. They don't stop. They come out day after day and say, yes, you are. Absolutely red line. Eric Holder, the incredibly corrupt former head of the Justice Department that was involved in all these cover-ups and Uranium One and everything, calls for protest if Trump fires Mueller. Remember what Antifa came out a few days ago and said, we're going to have nationwide, basically, rampages if he fires him. And notice he then says exactly what they said because it's all a Soros playbook. And here's another one. Trump, my people are very upset about Mueller obtaining emails illegally, which show nothing. They claim that's being mean to Mueller, to point out you violated my rights. You SWAT team raided all these people. You got caught lying. You lied to get a fake warrant. That's bullying to stand up for yourself. Mueller walks over and stabs Trump right in the chest, and Trump says, that's not very nice. And they go, how dare you? I just stabbed you. Trump's transition lawyer, Mueller improperly obtained documents in Russia probe. Even CNN admits that he breaks the law. And the real problem is, see, Trump to unveil America First national security strategy today. That's why they're so upset. So let's play a few clips. Here is James Carlstrom on Fox over the weekend, former deputy director of the FBI, saying these people belong in Leavenworth. Here it is.
What can an FBI official, an FBI agent do to stop a president from getting elected?
Well, I think he can do what this guy tried to do. He can fabricate things. He can make up stuff. He can lie. He can be a total moron. He can recruit others. You know, he belongs in Leavenworth, this guy, in my personal view. I don't have all the facts, but from what I know, he belongs behind bars. This guy is, you know, these things cannot happen in a democracy.
Yep, total fraud. Let's go ahead. Here's Bud Cummings. Here's part of the clips. Congressman takes on the FBI plot and exposes the FBI plot against Trump.
So let's go through some of these issues. I mean, the number three guy at the Department of Justice, the number three guy hires his wife, who works for Fusion GPS. She's hired to do research about Trump colluding with the Russians. At the same time that we know that Hillary Clinton and her Clinton Foundation took $140 million after allowing the sale of 20% of the U.S.'s stockpile of uranium. Some people call that treason. That happened, and yet Bruce Orr's wife is hired, who works for Fusion GPS. They come up with this dossier, which we know is a bunch of garbage, and that's actually the justification for wiretapping the Trump Organization?
Yeah, I mean, we find ourselves here, it appears, on the basis of a fraud that was perpetuated on the FBI and the Department of Justice and the federal, you know, United States intelligence agencies to form a predicate based on this fake dossier. And there are people along the chain that knew or should have known where it came from, who paid for it, and how credible it was. But it was used for foreign surveillance. It was used to unmask United States citizens. And then it was formed as the predicate for a special counsel
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest. This is so critical what you're watching, ladies and gentlemen. The whole thing is coming down a criminal conspiracy of Democrats inside to engage in fraud against everyone.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've reached an extremely dangerous juncture right now. The globalist program to block the American reboot and the attempt to simply get our sovereignty back into the United States and to get our own country under the control of the people again, that has them pulling out all the stops. But every one of their operations is failing right now. So they are going to full weaponization, where every comedy show, every major TV show, every newspaper is basically saying, let's get violent. Let's attack Trump supporters. Let's attack Trump. Let's have a civil war. And they just hope they can foment enough violence and enough intimidation and enough bullying to make the American people roll over to their demands. And it's very sad to see the very weak-minded people, even as the economy comes back and good things happen, they really believe that the American people and Trump are physically hurting them. So they're going out and physically attacking. They're bullying. Scarborough, again, the clip's coming up, has come out and said that Trump is so horrible that he's going to cause violence in America to erupt, while the former attorney general calls for people to hit the streets to remove Trump. And while they run full-page ads in the New York Times, and we say, hey, you're fomenting all this, they go, no, we're not, you're crazy. Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence because Fox News is daring to have congressmen on with the emails and the text messages and the FBI files where they met with the deputy director on how to keep Trump out of office and how to create an insurance policy, a made-up dossier, to push the fake Russian narrative. We have caught them in a gigantic, arrogant, foaming at the mouth, arrogance-fueled, rabid dog, reckless, naked, bold, ridiculous fraud run by, it looks like, maybe 15 people in the Justice Department and the FBI. And that really makes me feel good to know that for all the problems in our government, they tried to keep it down to like 15 people, knowing that it would leak and they'd get in trouble, which, of course, it did leak. And people are going to start covering their butts now because they don't all want to go to prison. And I don't know how the Clintons and their operatives in the FBI get away with this. I don't know how Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch or James Comey or Eric Holder. I don't see how Strzok gets away with this. And there's only a couple others. The Justice Department official, his wife at Fusion GPS. I don't see how they put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And that's the issue. They're now at the full cornered hyena point. And we're moving in for the political final blow, and they're going to hit us with whatever else they got. I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president. I think in the next 30 days, I think they're going to make an assassination attempt. I see all of it together. They're that desperate. They're either going to give up or they're going to activate their cells. And a lot of my smart sources agree with that. And they've got a lot of mentally ill Democrats and people inside the Secret Service, inside other places in government. You know, whenever the Clintons and then the Obamas would go into military areas, they'd have everybody take the clips, the magazines, the ammunition out of their firearms. Trump isn't doing that. They're not taking the ammunition out. I don't think they should. And the president, if he's going to get killed, he's ready to get killed. And that's just where this is going to go next. And it's going to be like when they killed Julius Caesar. You know what happened to the plotters? I mean, they really brought down hell on them then. I don't want the president to be killed. But if they are dumb enough to actually do it, boy, they have sealed their warrant of death. I mean, they have guaranteed they are all going to probably never even see court. So they're playing chicken with people that are ready to mash down the accelerator. Because I know I'm mashing it down. I'm pointing my car right at the nose of theirs. So is Trump. That's the spirit. Just you awaken the sleeping giant, pedal to the metal. Only thing that feels good is to not turn. We're not going to turn. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. We're going to break your will. We are going to break your will. And if you want to press down the accelerator, want to go right into us, that means we guarantee that your defeat. Because we're doing this for everybody else. We're not Satan worshipers like you. They only care about themselves. We're going to get you. We're going to come for you. We're never going to stop. You're going to be absolutely destroyed. So you want to fight? You better believe you got one. And listen, Trump's not perfect. His administration's full of globalists. That's where you can only draw from the swamp at this point. He's gotten a lot done. But he's restoring the power to the republic, to the Congress, to the presidency, to the states, to the people. That's happening. The globalist takeover of America is almost at its tentacles completely cut off. That's why their money's drying up. It's why they're flipping out. It's why they got Phil Mudd on TV saying we're going to kill the president. Former deputy director of the CIA is a confidence game to act powerful to the entire world. And now everything I've told you about the criminality, about the network, about the fake dossier, it's all former deputy directors telling you it's a fraud, Congress people, and we have the documents. We have the real smoking gun documents that they don't have on the other side, on Russia, on selling us out, on making up a fake dossier, on what they haven't said yet is they paid $2 million to Fusion GPS and she got the main contract, the wife of the guy that called for the funding. And, of course, the Washington Post gets it. Do the Trump cabinet picks want to run the government or dismantle it? No, you got it. We're dismantling it. We told you. It's too big. It's out of control. Get off our back. You put all this on us and bragged it was so we couldn't compete with anybody. It was a saboteur operation against the Republic. There are powerful elites that aren't devil worshippers. They're not perfect, by the way, who don't have it out for America or Western civilization and who want to build something good. Doesn't mean we won't slit your throat in a minute you try to stop us. Doesn't mean, see you scumbags take our kindness for weakness, and you're going to find out that's not how the cow ate the cabbage. You want a fight? You have got one. You want a fight? You've got one. You want one? You got one. You want one? You got one. I love being alive. I don't like the persecution, the dirty tricks that they've done to my family. But you know what? My family doesn't have any future if we don't beat you. You understand that? So I'm all in. And once people are all in about this thing and don't care about how they get bullied online or what their neighbors say to them, stand up for what you believe in. Speak up. Don't be bullied. And we're going to win. By the way, one big way to stand up is financial funding. Most people plug every segment during Christmas because it's the main time, you know, that merchants and people fund themselves. And that's how we fund ourselves, is selling high-quality products. The networking folks, mainly with advertising. But with us, it's you buying products, T-shirts, books, films. We've got free shipping store-wide, and it is going to have to end the next few days. You get guaranteed shipping anywhere in all 50 states by the day before Christmas, many times even earlier, if you order by today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have 50% off. That's 50% off right now on all of our best sellers and all of these hot new items on incredible supplements. InfoWarsLife.com. We have products that are simply amazing. And, you know, there always seems to be a Christmas gift that people just in group think, but in a good way, decide to buy. And the two things everybody's decided to buy this Christmas is the fluoride-free toothpaste Super Blue with the colloidal silver and the iodine fortifying it, adults and children's. That is about to sell out. People are ordering it so fast. And we're also selling out of Alpha Power, even though it's a new item. I mean, at the projections, it's really, really selling quick. That's vital male androgen and so much more. It's got all the known healthy compounds, but it's great for women as well. That is over the top strong, so be careful with it. It's 50% off. Leading competitors are like $100 for formulas that aren't even as strong or have as much of the compounds that's in Alpha Power. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Do your Christmas shopping here. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Fund the InfoWar and give yourself the gift of helping fund the defeat of the globals at the same time and get great products. But there's a lot of T-shirts, books, films, water filters. Over 1,000 high-quality items at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. So, if you are a regular listener, you know that I have exposed from their own websites, their own plans, the stated, admitted goals of Soros, the deep state, the Democrats in their own publications saying we're going to cause a constitutional crisis. We're going to bring all this Mueller stuff up and then claim that Trump's trying to block it. Then we're going to have riots. Then we're going to activate the Black Lives Matter. Then we're going to have Republicans start getting shot and killed at their homes, public places. I mean, you see it happening. Then we're going to kill the president. And they do that. They even have Phil Mudd go on air and say the government's going to kill Trump. To look powerful to their other criminal networks to say, hey, hold fast, we're strong, he's dead. What all those folks need to do that have been approached about the coup is to go to the Patriot media, go to the president, do your own YouTubes, because then it'll get big and the people around Trump won't be able to block him from getting it. Here's an example in Bloomberg. Washington bureaucrats are quietly working to undermine Trump's agenda. That's called mutiny. Well, they said, Obama said earlier this year, he said, don't worry, we've been spying on Trump. And don't worry, we've put people into all the positions so they won't let him hire anybody under him. Well, just fire those people. And they'll lie right to the president's face. Just like McCabe said, sir, I'm loyal. I'll follow the Constitution. I'm not a Clinton operative. Okay, McCabe, you're a nominee. And then McCabe is the ringleader in the emails and text messages creating the fraud of the Fusion GPS. Now you understand what the president is up against, just like we are. He's just a beachhead. He gives the orders, and they've ignored 90% of them, but still the economy's coming back because we were so tied down by these Lilliputians. And again, they've said in Atlantic Monthly, in the New Yorker, in the Financial Times, in the last year, hundreds of times, how they want a civil emergency, how they're going to call it an emergency that's his fault, how they're then going to activate riots and say, oh, the economy plunged, it's his fault. They're ready to cause a depression. We're on the edge. That's why we've got to expose what they're doing. That's why we've got to expose their plan. And now, word for word, when I told you they were planning to do with this soft coup that's going hot, Scarborough comes out, who is the mouthpiece of these people, and says it all this morning, laced with baloney, when they're the ones causing the crisis, when they're the ones that stole the nomination from Sanders, when they're the ones that tried to block Trump being seated, when they're the ones that created the frauds. And now we learn, I already knew this, but that Trump had hired different private contractor groups that were known to be loyal to the country, who weren't globalists. Eric Prince and some other groups out of Florida, private contractor groups, to protect him during the campaign, during the time that he was in transition. And they've tried to, the Secret Service tried to get rid of them, but some of those groups are still there. And they've told the president, it now came out in Politico and The Intercept, word for word what I said. There's a rogue group in CIA and FBI. They're planning your overthrow. We're trying to stop them. They've been counter-surveilling them. But only surveilling their illegal surveillance on the president. Only doing it at point blank range in the streets. Only with human intelligence on the ground watching what's going on. I mean, this is a civil war, folks. We're taking the country back. In fact, it's beyond a civil war because we're the Americans. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Private lives, intelligence agencies, citizens in government, corporate people, you name it, who aren't traitors, who just want the country back. That's all we want, is our country back run by the people. And we want classic Americana prosperity, not globalism. And so we're being demonized. We're under attack. And the bureaucrats are just in a mutinous fashion ignoring everything. But they can't hold on much longer. It's been a year. And they're getting scared, and they've been caught in their early fraud. They were arrogant. They thought he'd never win. They set this fraud up thinking it was an insurance policy. Then the arrogance went to fear as they knew they were all going to go to prison. And Trump reached out early on and said, just stop it. Let's move forward with the country. I'll leave you alone. I told the president, I said, sir, that is a mistake. You must go after them now. They are going to do X, Y, Z. And the media goes, why does Trump keep listening to InfoWars? He says it, and then Trump says it a week later. Because I'm right. I'm right over and over and over again. Because I live this. I'm not a lazy blob. Like Phil Mudd that goes on TV and goes, we'll just kill the president. And then that's all he's got is his bravado. We're watching you, scum. We know about your plan more than you do. You just keep rolling the dice, hoping you're going to win. This has all been wargamed throughout history. It's been wargamed here. You'll never get away with killing the president. You will be destroyed. I haven't gotten to the Scarborough, and Roger Stone is here with big exclusive stuff. But we're going to play the Scarborough when he's on with us. It's up on InfoWars.com, but it's here. But notice I'd say they're planning to cause a civil emergency, and they're planning to call for COG, and they're going to call it a national emergency and a national crisis, that the president is the crisis. They're trying to declare the 25th Amendment. They're going to say he's mentally ill and brain damaged. They're going to blah, 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 blah. Because we have moles. We have moles inside who aren't out to get the country, who act like they're liberals and sit there at the New York Times and the Washington Post in these meetings where they go, the public's not buying it, it's all fraud, and Hillary and Obama are totally in bed with the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else, and what are we going to do if we get caught? They're like, don't worry, next we'll say he has Alzheimer's, or they're just going to kill him. You're like, really? And they're like, don't worry, I've talked to the former director, they've got the teams ready. You know, I mean, if they're on TV saying they're going to kill the president, they're in these meetings, man. because they got to hype their people up. They're like, we're scared. We don't want to do this. The economy's coming back. My 401k is up 40%. These conversations are happening. And they're going, you shut up. You're part of it now. We're going to kill that orange-headed piece of crap. Now sit down and shut up. And Phil Mudd's on TV. Government's going to kill him. You're just saying that because you're getting your ass kicked, you un-American piece of trash, you big fat parasite garbage. Again, scum, you want to fight. You're just go ahead and try to kill the president. Go ahead. I mean, let's go. You want to fight? You're going to. None of you will ever get away with this, you idiots. It's not Scarborough. Oh, I know he's got away with other stuff. So like any other piece of garbage, he thinks he'll get away with this. You're not getting away with nothing. And here's a little secret about me. I'm not trying to get out of this myself, you understand? I want to see you burn in hell. I understand that filth. I'm not a devil worshiper, narcissistic, coward scum like you. I want to see you defeated. You understand that? And all of us have to have that attitude where we're not scared of anything. And we are committed, and we are not stopping, and that's it. That's it. You understand? Now, they will strike back, but these sacks of crud are going down. We have them shipping the arms to Hezbollah, Obama. We have that Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel coming on that broke it all here in March of last year. The whitewash is in the Politico today. The secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. Off the hook for drug dealing all over the world and in the U.S. to buy arms. And guess who they were buying the arms from? Fast and Furious wasn't just shipping guns down to cause a Mexican civil war. They were shipping high-impact anti-tank weapons, you name it, through Mexico, through those ports, to the Middle East. And now, oh, I guess you want that to come out, Obama? It is. And to have a controlled demolition, you guys are releasing it through Politico to make it a whitewash. Oh, he let him off the hook. He didn't let him off the hook. He was in triple X sex with him. He was in Congress with him. He's in bed with Iran, in bed giving him the weapons. So get ready for all of that to come out. The lieutenant colonel that first broke it all, breaking Fast and Furious, was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorist. March 30th, last year, Adan Salazar. And now it's all coming out. And this is the specific operation. This has all been ordered. The guns are shipped out. The drugs are shipped out. And then the Arab and Muslim networks sell the drugs and buy more guns. Wow. Don't forget store-wide free shipping. We need your financial support now more than ever. We are committed. You get great products and you fund information warfare using our weapon, the truth, against the globalists. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And you've got to order by today to be guaranteed shipping anywhere in the United States. Most areas in the lower 48, you still get them if you order tomorrow, but take advantage. 67% off colloidal silver, 50% off Super Blue toothpaste. It's great stocking stuffers and under the tree. These are war bonds. Everyone commit and buy the products, please.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Okay, my friends, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the 18th day of December, 2017. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got an overload of people today. It's going to be amazing. Roger Stone with breaking news in studio next segment. We then have the Lieutenant Colonel from the Marine Corps on, who first broke that Fast and Furious was being directly run out of military bases, not just out of gun shops. That was the low-level cover, that it was just a sting program gone bad. That was nothing. That was just retail, part of an operation to blame gun owners. So they wanted some retail arms shipped into Mexico. It was U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, heavy weapons, anti-tank weapons, full auto machine guns, light machine guns, heavy machine guns, battle rifles, And then drugs were also given to Hezbollah, it's also ISIS, to be brought back in and then to buy more guns. That was all Obama. It's in Politico today. We broke it over a year ago. So that is coming up as well. This is so bombshell. And the entire FBI Clinton operation is now coming down. So Scarborough and the Democrats are now going directly to their day of rage that the Antifa groups that we broke yesterday called for. We told you yesterday the mainstream media will now call for rage in the streets. Holder has called for people to hit the streets. So is Scarborough, claiming that Trump's going to fire Mueller. Not even true. But again, we're going to let Mueller just fry out there in the wind as all of these emails come out about he and McCabe fixing the whole thing. So that's coming up. But first, I want to play this special report here, or at least part of it. This is MSM covers it up while InfoWars breaks it. So here's part of a report with John Bowne. We are able to force things out that the media is already sitting on. Remember Roger Stone and others broke here 2.5 months ago that McMaster was at a particular restaurant, particular place, and who he was with, and that he said, oh, I just got off the phone with that idiot moron. All he can do is use Twitter. He's so stupid. I'm afraid he's going to blow the planet up. And that McMaster was a slob and drunk. Now, we knew the New York Post sat on that. The New York Times sat on that. We were given it because they sat on it. And then 2 months later, 2.5 months later, it broke. What, 2 weeks ago? Exactly as we said, at the very restaurant, all of it confirmed.
McMaster went to dinner with a CEO executive from Oracle, Safra Katz. Katz is widely admired in the business community and was being recruited as a possible chairman for the president's intelligence review board. McMaster became exceedingly inebriated, according to the report I have received, and during the dinner took a phone call from the president, at least having the good sense to step away from the table. But when he returned, he went into a diatribe about his boss. He described the president as a dope, said that he couldn't think beyond 140 characters, that he couldn't understand any complex issues, and that the idea of Trump with his hands on the nuclear football was inappropriate or scary. He said it's scary. And that his view is his job was to save Trump from blowing up the world.
McMaster, as I started out in April, he started purging anybody who was remotely America First to anybody who actually cared about America. He had said that we need to get rid of all of the Trump people and bring in Obama holdovers. And then he said you can't even call people Obama holdovers. So right now we are in a war for the future of our nation, and McMaster is the greatest national security threat facing America.
That's our job, is to not get the attention or even be praised for what we do. It's to force the media to cover it. That's our real power. Because before, they could cover stuff up like that forever. They could cover up a Monica Lewinsky or Chinese missile secrets, you name it, if whistleblowers went public, because there wasn't a drudgereport.com to put it up. Like back with Monica Lewinsky. McMaster trashed Trump in private dinner. MSM breaks story. InfoWars broke months ago. There's Dan Lyman's article from November 21st. And you can scroll down into the article and actually click the original. InfoWars broke the story.
Some of my colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago, there's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this
state
thing.
We have another state to project it is the state of North Carolina, big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency, folks. This is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
Wolf, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what?
He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral
votes. This is truly the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
He is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right there.
We haven't discussed the number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion, and I mean literally crying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you're tuned in to InfoWars Live. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, is here with us to cover so many big breaking stories, but obviously most of people's attention is turned towards the 76 people that have been transported to the hospital. No numbers yet on any dead, we hope. Well, they're saying three dead after Amtrak train derails from Bridge onto Interstate 5 near Olympia. 70 plus transported, people still hanging from the rail cars. It crashed over a broken part of the bridge and went down into the interstate highway, crushing vehicles under it. And as I've said thousands of times, I've had family members that have asked me to go on these trains, these scenic trains. And I said, not on U.S. rail beds. Never. They are amongst the worst in the world. Our infrastructure has been purposefully, for 50 years, absolutely shut down. This is just incredible to see this unfolding. Multiple fatalities, scores injured after Amtrak train plunges off the bridge onto I-5. So that is happening, obviously. We're about to have something really plunge off a bridge, and that is the Democrats want to get days of rage, protest against Trump, claiming that he scuttled the Russia investigation and is about to fire Mueller, and that he's simply exposing that it's a fraud and having the emails that it was a Democrat operation and based on a fraudulent dossier that the wife of the head of the Justice Department got paid to create, and all this collusion, they are saying that they want days of rage, that they want people in the streets, that they want all of this happening. Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence. Meanwhile, Trump says he's not firing Mueller, but they just keep coming back over and over and over again saying, yes, you are, yes, you are. Now, Roger, early on, had said it's a fraudulent investigation. Presidents can't do this. Do it. For the last 3 months, he's been saying, well, or 2 months, no, he should have a special counsel to expose Mueller. Well, now Congress is actually looking at that. So you've trailblazed there. But you told me this morning, now more than ever, Trump does not need to fire Mueller because the conspiracy has been exposed. I'm surprised they were arrogant enough to have FBI minutes, memos, emails, text messages with McCabe, who was deputy director at the time. This is simply incredible that they were this bold.
Alex, it's really extraordinary. Mueller's public credibility continues to crumble. The emails, the campaign contributions, the interconnection of the rabid partisans who are working for him. As his credibility continues to erode, the president's options, I think, continue to expand. Now, were the president to fire Mueller, you'd have the immediate analogy to the Saturday Night Massacre, Nixon's firing of special prosecutor in Watergate, Archibald Cox, and the left would get what they want. Firing Mueller is unnecessary. If Mueller has indicted Flynn, if he indicts the president's son-in-law on some phony obstruction of justice or perjury charge, the president has the option now of pardoning both of them. The president needs to ignore his lawyers when they tell him that he has no authority to direct the actions of the Justice Department. He does. The Justice Department is an extension of the executive branch. He can order Jeff Sessions. He can call him right now and say, I order you to appoint Andrew McCarthy or Andrew Napolitano or Trey Gowdy or Rudy Giuliani as the special counsel to look into Uranium One. And if Sessions cannot do that or will not, he must step aside. There's nothing improper on that. And once Mueller and Comey and McCabe and Rod Rosenstein himself, who was the supervising U.S. attorney in Uranium One, are under investigation, they cannot go forward investigating.
And you've got Mueller killing Uranium One. I mean, these people literally are in a criminal conspiracy. And it's not just me saying that now. It's all these Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan,
Matt Gaetz, Ron DeSantis. These guys are heroes. They have courageously gone where the established Republicans will not go. This whole idea.
And they're freaking out. The Democrats are mad that this Return America movement, Return Our Sovereignty Back to America movement, won't back down. They are naked crooks with fake dossiers openly saying we're going to stop the president and remove him with made up crap. It's a frame up. It's a conspiracy. It's just like SJWs that get caught putting swastikas on their dorm rooms. You have been caught, scum, and they are freaking out. But I think we're at the maximum moment of danger here, Roger. You got Scarborough and all their talking points saying we're just going to overthrow Trump. We're going to get violent. Hashtag hunt Republicans. So these bullies, just like we're some intern that gets our brains bashed out, I guess, these bullies just think that they're going to tell us to fill our hand.
Well, it's a different wing of the same operation. You were the first one to call this. This is like the elites. That's Mueller and the lawyers and the insiders. And then they have their street thugs financed by Soros and others. So they intend to foment a revolution.
And Eric Holder has said hit the streets. So it's all coordinated.
Well, the problem is we're saying hit the streets. We're telling patriots, no, object. Do not allow them to take our president down in a coup d'etat. Here are the facts. This is a partisan hit squad. This is a coup d'etat. This is an illegitimate takedown of the president, not based on evidence and law, but based on animus and hatred and fear that he is challenging the two-party duopoly in the established order. I have said last week that I think the course is clear, Alex. Mueller is going to indict the president in some phony process-related charge, obstruction or perjury. His lawyers are walking him into that, either out of naivete or because they're in on it.
And he needs to put the special counsel in now so that Mueller has to recuse himself to draw attention to the wrongdoings and give that a new focal point.
But I say this out of loyalty and support.
By the way, Jim Jordan now agrees with you. So you are the progenitor of the idea of the special counsel. Some are saying, no, we need to let the inspector general do it. Why suddenly have we seen good moves by the inspector general and the releasing of these emails and things that show the criminal conspiracy?
I think the inspector general is a good actor. I think he's doing his job. I think that the abuses are so glaring, the partisanship
naked,
is so glaring, that he's doing his job. And
this is like cuckoo land, like Hitler sitting over the Nuremberg trial. I'm not just saying that. We have them saying we are frauds, we are liars, we're going to stop the president, we're Democrat operatives. They all help cover up Clinton crimes on the Russians. They are covering up by accusing Trump of their crimes at the same damn time.
But let's recognize that the president's lawyers, first they told him he would have a letter clearing him from Mueller at Thanksgiving. And then it was Christmas.
And now it's a new meeting. What about this new meeting coming up?
And now it's February 1. I think that new meeting is going to be shocking to them. There will be no letters clearing the president. In fact, I think it is very likely that Jared Kushner will be indicted in regard to the Flynn matter once again for a perjury regarding underlying legal activities.
Process,
because they don't have anything else. And that brings it one step closer to the president. Kushner's done nothing wrong.
But now they're panicking because the fake investigation has been blown sky high. They're panicking, and now they're going to the final thing, riot the streets, 25th Amendment.
Exactly. That's plan B.
Man, I've got to brag. We have called this with total precision. But I guess we've read hundreds of history books about coup d'etats and these operations.
No. We're conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Wait and see.
Yeah. We'll be right back with the calls for fomenting revolution by the left. Then they're going to blame it on us. Stay with us. Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel Smith Meck will be joining us, who exposed Obama shipping guns to Hezbollah and ISIS. Obama went ahead and shipped the next shipments, and that really made the military angry. I mean, yeah, Lieutenant Colonels going public while they're active duty. That is just wild. This is now in Politico. It's just huge. We got to think about the folks. At least three dead. Now it's saying 80-something taken to the hospital on a supposedly faster Amtrak train, I guess, where it goes like 80 miles an hour instead of 40. Of course, you know, the Japanese have them going 250 and so do the Germans, but we don't update our railways.
But we spend millions in taxpayer dollars subsidizing Amtrak.
So billions.
Billions.
And so, you know, yeah, new nice fancy cars, but not a road. So there it crashes into I-5, killing a bunch of people on the ground. And I literally was just telling family recently, don't go on that scenic route. Don't get on an Amtrak. I mean, you're really putting your life in your hands.
Not safe. It's not safe.
They're blowing up and crashing all the time.
Despite the fact that we've subsidized Amtrak and it continues to lose money hand over fist.
We need new rail beds.
We need private enterprise.
I agree. Well, I come from a railroad type family on one side. And I mean, they just grew up talking about this and all the rest of it. I mean, our railroads have fallen apart. Let's pray for the folks that are fighting for their lives right now. But they tell you it's safe and great to get on these, and I think it's insane. We also have just so much huge news. I want to get in the Scarborough article, and I want you to ride shotgun with us here throughout the next interview that's coming up. But Roger, before we play the Scarborough piece, I mean, plan A was keep him from getting the nomination and then trying to keep him from being seated as president. Now they tried to sabotage the agenda. Now they tried to have the fake Mueller. That's blown up. So now they're going right to the final piece that was rioting in the street and violence and calling for the 25th Amendment to take place, which you first exposed.
You know, I think if Mueller shoots and misses, which is now growingly probable because he is so exposed, he's so naked in terms of his partisanship and the rabid nature of the takedown plan, then the establishment will move to Plan B, which is a 25th Amendment takedown based on the fact that the president is allegedly non-compos mentis. He's nuts. He's crazy. I've talked to him. He's sharp as a tack. He's exactly the same as he was 40 years ago. So I see no deterioration whatsoever. But you see Joe Scarborough, Don Lemon, Senator Robert Corker and others, the misfit Keith Olbermann with this meme. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's around the
bed. But you're now willing to not give sources. Back at the first time you said this 8 months ago, you said, we're not going to give sources. You said when the female stuff fails, when the Russia fails, they're going to say he's mentally ill early onset. And you talk to major writers at major papers who've been in the editorial meetings where they talk about, just like Veritas caught it on tape, the whole Russia thing's bull. Yep. What are we going to do? People aren't buying it. And they say, don't worry, 25th Amendment, we're going to say he's mentally ill and has Alzheimer's. You have that from sources. You didn't just imagine that.
No, and look, I spoke to a Trump cabinet member this weekend, and I asked them point blank, has there been any discussion about possibly removing the president under the 25th Amendment? Has anybody spoken to you about that? Poker-faced. Just poker-faced. That's how I knew that I was right. Now, we've tracked...
Well, now they're saying it.
Well, we've tracked Senator Ben Sasse talking about it. We've talked Jeb Bush talking about it. We have talked... we know that Nick Ayers, a high-level aide to Vice President Pence, got busted leaking anti-Trump Russia information. They made Mark Lauder, the press secretary, take the fall, but it was Ayers. So, and we know now that Mike Pence did demur, according to Jennifer Jacobs of Bloomberg, in that episecond when the Billy Bush tape dropped. And the Republican,
he hung up on the president.
And the Republican National Committee and Reince Priebus were contemplating a move to remove Trump as the nominee and replace him with Pence.
We have come within millimeters of not having this American rebirth, and then people expect it to be perfect. He's totally surrounded. Here's Bloomberg admitting that all the major cabinet people basically lie to his face and are blocking everything he's trying to do, but just the little bit he's got through, things are surging back. I mean, if they're able to deep six the economy, it's on their chest.
No question about it. Look, this is the downside of appointing a cabinet of establishment Republicans. This is the downside of not surrounding yourself with people who don't have your back. No, there's a few standouts. There's a few loyalists, Wilbur Ross at Commerce, Linda McMahon, and so on. But by and large, you have establishment quislings, people.
And Trump just thought, like in business, hey, if I bring you in and you have the expertise and I'm the executive, you're not going to hate America, you know, against its own prosperous in your own. Yes, they are ideologues that were hired to begin with by the globalists because they hate America. They have an existential lust of defeated and mounted on the wall because they're little beta cuck garbage.
Well, and one opens the door to another. So you hire a Rex Tillerson, and the next thing you know, Condoleezza Rice is running the place. And all your assistant secretaries...
But it is good news that Habib Powell got jettisoned out the airlock.
Yes, I think so. Clearly, she got caught leaking, and they had to bounce her. But McMaster will pace her with another globalist, with another Council on Foreign Relations member. The president thought, and this isn't naive, that like in all times in American history, once we had an election, America would unite. Everybody would support the president because we care about our country. He just did not understand the deep-seated animus.
That we are living in such an incredible time. That the FBI would meet on record Democrats on how to engage in fraud and admit it to fraud. I mean, they are red-handed caught.
And it is a pity because, as you know, the FBI has had in American history this great reputation for probity and honesty and impartiality. But this is not meant to denigrate the men and women at the lower levels of the FBI who are the average agent. They're just trying to do their job. But at the top... This is rotten to the core. It has become a politicized...
It's become agency. A Democratic Party whorehouse with a bunch of arrogant cucks that think they're God.
Well, I would argue that it's become a globalist establishment whorehouse because guys like Mueller do dirty work for the Bushes and the Clintons.
And they sell out to all these offshore globalists in foreign countries. In fact, they're not Russian agents. They're not Chinese agents. They are pimping us out. They are selling us out. They are sitting there as a clearinghouse selling out the country. And look at it.
Well, they have no ideology other than the ideology of greed and power and money and control and a disdain for the little person and a disdain for open democracy. But they're not Republicans or Democrats. They're not left or right. They're just evil and greedy. This is about money and power.
Roger Stone is our guest. Before I go to break, I want you to ride shotgun with me. I have a huge whistleblower joining us who's been proven absolutely correct in triplicate and spades. Free shipping store-wide. If you order by today, you're guaranteed in all 50 states. That means Alaska, Hawaii, that you get delivery before Christmas from InfoWarsStore.com. And if you'll just shop to get great stuff like the fluoride-free toothpaste that's so high quality as gifts, that's a great gift to give, or colloidal silver, 67% off, or Alpha Power that is just amazing for stamina, libido, energy, our newest product, really strong, really powerful. That's 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. And so many... of the other high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, it will help fund our operation. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. If you're getting it for yourself and get an additional 10% off, you can cancel anytime. Read the thousands of reviews, an average of, 95. BrainForce has got a 92. That's unprecedented from third-party power reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your prayers, your support. You make it all possible. And Merry Christmas. So, again, please do some of your shopping and beat the crowds. It's a win-win at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're monitoring the Amtrak derailment that's killed at least three people and now over 85 injured crashing through the bridge and down into I-5 there in Washington State. Truly a tragedy. We'll be watching that. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, riding shotgun with us. But this news broke this morning. And Matt, one of the great producers, brought it to my attention and said, didn't you cover this back in March of last year, almost a year and a half ago? The secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. That's out of Politico. Let them deal cocaine. Let them buy arms. Now, that's what I was told by Tosh Plumlee, CIA whistleblower, and so many others off record. So Adan Salazar wrote the article, Breaking Fast and Furious with Secret Program to Ship Arms to Middle East Terrorists, ISIS and Hezbollah, to just destabilize. That's what Obama wanted. Now, we've got Matt Smithmack, who was retiring at the time, but he's now retired, 20-year veteran USMC. I'm not going to go over his whole background in anti-terrorism and everything he's done, but he retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. And again, he's been on judge advocate, tribunal members, and chief of staff. And so he had a really great career there. He was physically attacked when he began to whistle blow by folks from behind. And so we've had Tosh Plumlee's left the country over all this. This is very serious. But now they're being forced to admit it. So this wasn't just Fast and Furious with some guns from some gun stores. That was just the cover. And a lot of this was classified, so Matt couldn't get into a lot of it. But he could say, hey, more shipments are about to happen under Obama. We need to stop it, and here's the base they're coming out of. So he was exposing real treason. Well, sometimes these things take time. Here we are a year and a half later. Now Trump, the FBI, is looking into it. So, Matt, I know you can't get into a lot of details of it, but as much as you can here, obviously, recapping, and this is right in the same area that you were talking about and dealing with and the accusations you made here on the broadcast in March of 2016. So, Matt Smith, Mex, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me back on. And yeah, I tell you, it's timely and it's truthful. As I had spoken your program before, you know, the Fast and Furious, and I can give you some additional information, you know, from February of this year onward that I'll get into. But you talk about, we knew weapons were going to the Middle East when some of these groups of, you know, kids, I use that in air quotes, that the ATF and those guys had utilized. Several, on more than three occasions, ran weapons through Loopville, Arizona, down Route 2 to Caborca, Mexico, where, you know, these kids who were involved in this, they'll talk about meeting with U.S. government officials and people of Middle Eastern descent for the weapons going to the Middle East. You know, and about a month after that first shipment, you know, in about September of 2010 or so, you had the a DST commander, which like their internal security in Morocco, stating, you know, to his superiors that Fast and Furious weapons were coming into the kingdom. So yes, Fast and Furious was what we know it to be, you know, weapons running south, U.S. government running south, weapons to the Sinaloa cartel. And save for but brave people like, you know, Vince Cefalo and Jay Dobbins, John Dotson, who, you know, Alex, these were trusted, respected federal agents. They speak the truth. And then they have they become enemies of the state, which is disheartening. And if I might, there was another Border Patrol BORTAC agent named William Neal Anderson. He died of suspect causes in February of this year. He was one of the people who carried Brian Terry's body out of Peck Canyon, right? And we know from the medical examiner's report that Brian Terry, from the moment from when he shot. So when he's on the medical examiner's table, Alex, was only 90 minutes. Now, it's Arizona and it's December, but it's not the Antarctic. He had full rigor set in, right, into Brian Terry's body, according to the report. With that, you fast forward a little bit, that's the memorial service for Brian Terry. Neil, again, at this point, a BORTAC agent.
And again, Matt, I'm going to have you back for a full hour sometime this week or soon, because you can go over the whole story of people being killed for leaking this info, what all of you have gone through, because it's beyond a James Bond movie or beyond, you know, some of the films we've seen about intrigue. But bottom line, you've got weapons being shipped out, being sent to the Middle East, being sent to Hezbollah, being sent to ISIS. And we now know that Obama blocked the FBI, the ATF, the Border Patrol, and all these groups in this big, thick article just confirming the whole type of stuff with these different Middle Eastern-based cells, and that Obama knew this was going on and blocked investigators, even letting them deal the drugs on the ground here in the U.S., sell the drugs here on the ground in the U.S. as part of a larger operation. So this just confirms into the whole area the outrageousness of this. This isn't just Obama, Roger Stone, turning a blind eye. That's how they're whitewashing it. This is confirming everything that the Colonel Smith-Meck has talked about, and he's trying to remember the men who blew the whistle who would end up getting dead, and they'd find in their boots, you know, at home, hey, if I get killed, here's really the story. I mean, that's the whole incredible backside of this.
Yet Joe Biden goes on CBS this morning last week and says, oh, 8 years of Obama Biden and not a hint of scandal. Really, Mr. Vice President? What about this scandal? What about the lies and the perjury of Eric Holden? Eric Holder, the attorney general who oversaw this monstrosity.
I mean, imagine shipping out of Marine Corps bases huge truckloads of
guns to kill Marines. Yeah, exactly. It's outrageous. It's treasonous. And it's a massive scandal, which we only learned about now, not while Obama's in office.
Well, Matt, I'm going to give you the floor the last few minutes we have, but please try to book out some time to come on via Skype or phone again later in the week. We salute your courage. You've been totally vindicated. This is whole other, even giant areas, not even related to what you broke, but also related to what you broke. It's just incredible how big this was. You were seeing one part of it. How big do you think this was?
Sure, you know, from again, I did see this is a small part of it, but you could put the connect the dots, and I tell you, when the telling part to me is when federal agents of character and courage, some thank God still alive, like the folks I mentioned, but also others like Brian Terry and William Neal Anderson, they speak up, they do the right thing, and they wind up dead because they become a threat to whatever pathetic plan was put in place. Men of courage who stood on principle, they die. And again, the families are still demanding and asking for answers. And hopefully President Trump will honor the campaign pledge he gave to the Terry family and help us to get answers on Fast and Furious, as we need to see now as part of a larger deep state.
Well, he's trying. He is completely surrounded. They admit he is. They're now moving to kill him. That's the word publicly and privately, and they're calling for the civil insurrection to begin on mainstream news to try to stop the restoration of the republic. We're in a literal fight to restore the republic from multinational interests that have seized the nation.
I had a senior Democrat operative walk up to me on the street, somebody I've known for 30 years, a very serious person, and he said to me, "Well, Roger, who will assassinate the president first? Will it be a foreign power or will we do it?" That's the mentality in Washington right now. The president's in grave danger. There is a multi-level coup d'etat in the works.
And there's this arrogance to talk about it by all these scumbags because they think that they're going to get away with it.
That Rosenstein performance before the House Intelligence Committee was the most incredible tap dancing I have ever seen. This guy can't see the nose on the end of his face. It is so clear that Mueller is in the tank and that this is a get Trump hit squad.
All right. Matt Smith-Meck, retired lieutenant colonel, we appreciate your courage. Please come on later in the week for a full hour and we'll get you on Skype so we've got a good, clear connection. Can you do that?
Yes, sir, you bet. At your convenience.
All right, thank you. No, whenever you can. Thank you, sir. And again, the whole story is just incredible of the people that people keep saying, oh, these feds are corrupt. When they try to not be corrupt, they get killed. And this is Obama literally funding the radical Muslims using our money, our weapons. And he didn't just do it to destabilize. He was a jihadi. He is a globalist. These people are sick.
And busted.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, imagine what else is going to come out. We're going to come back and get to Scarborough and others basically calling for civil war in America, claiming we're calling for it with Roger Stone. By the way, Roger Stone just won the big defamation case that they ran against him. The Democratic Party funded. He's got Obama suing him as well. So we'll be back. Roger Stone is our guest. This all ties together. Trump is not firing Mueller. Mueller is in trouble. His whole fraud is disintegrating. So now they're going to say, oh, he is firing Mueller. So they can create all this anger and consternation and act like, oh, look, he's guilty. And they're hoping that story clouds the hearings where we've now learned the truth about the Russia collusion story being a manufactured hoax. This is confirmed in the emails, the text messages with the current FBI director. Wow, that's a great example of how Trump's got bad people advising him that that's who the Justice Department put in to replace corrupt Comey. Oh, you're getting rid of corrupt Comey. Here's the guy, the ringleader of Russiagate, confirmed he'll be your new FBI head.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. Notice where this story came from. Trump is going to fire Mueller. The person who puts that out is Congresswoman Jackie Speier. Speier, rhymes with liar. This is a grand strategy of Adam Schiff, the rabid left-wing congressman from California, who doesn't want to end the Russian probe, despite the fact that we've spent millions of hours and millions of dollars and come up with nothing. So we put Spire out there to whip up a hysteria. Oh, Trump is about to fire Mueller. How would she know? How in the world would she know? I don't think the president has any intention of firing Mueller. Never interfere with your enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself. The guy's shorts are showing. It's clear that this is nothing but a rabid partisan takedown, infected with hate. Trump.
By the way, you just won a big defamation case in New York.
Yeah, I was charged with defaming this gadfly sore loser candidate.
Well, let's not even get his name, yeah.
No, we don't need to. But it went to a Manhattan jury, Democratic Tammany judge, 6 Manhattan jurors, all registered Democrats, George Soros' people financing the suit. And the court found no cause. They dismissed the case in record time.
And describe, you told me on the phone that literal Soros lawyers came in, and you said that it was like they were punched in the stomach when they lost.
Well, I had 2 co-defendants, Carl Paladino, who is the chairman of the Trump campaign in New York and a great patriot, and Michael Caputo, a longtime associate of mine. The judge dismissed the case against both of them based on motion, and then he let my charge go to the jury, despite the fact that the charges against us were identical. Assuming that the jury would convict. Well, the jury, those fine Americans, would be able to look beyond the fact that they don't agree with me politically, but I had no connection whatsoever to defaming this guy, and there were multiple others who may have done so. The Soros lawyers, who I believe financed this case and kept it alive, it looked like they'd been kicked in the stomach when the foreman of the jury handed the not guilty verdict to the judge.
And they admit, even in Politico, that Obama's law firm and people he hired are suing you and the president in an unprecedented case with no evidence for being Russian agents.
What's extraordinary is that the top line of the Obama NSA, Clapper, Brennan, the Islamic convert, Hayden, the guy who had the job under Bush, have filed this extraordinary amicus brief in the case, as have the top aides to John McCain.
They say it's secret. And we can't testify, but
the Russians did it. It's just a regurgitation of their same old lie. They just believe if you keep saying it over and over again, you don't need to produce evidence. We're the CIA. We're the NSA. Why would we lie? So they use their authority and their credibility because of their former titles, but they don't produce anything new. But I don't get to cross-examine them. They can butt into this case and make these false assertions, but I'm not allowed to question them under oath. Seems unfair to me.
All right. When we go to break here in a few minutes, we're going to have some surprise guests here in studio. I promised you guys some spectacular things here during the Christmas extravaganza that we'd have on Monday, part of this 34-hour broadcast that runs through today, through tomorrow with myself, Owen Schroer, and a bunch of other special guests that'll be here, like Roger Stone, in studio. I haven't even gotten to the Scarborough stuff yet, and I have Craig Sawyer, a former member of and leader, not commander, but leader in SEAL Team 6. He hates when I even talk about that. The point is he's a great guy, and he's the host of Top Shots and all those shows on TV. They have gotten authorization from law enforcement to actually follow them on the raids rescuing children that have been kidnapped for sex slavery. And you've seen all the big busts that are happening. And behind the scenes, you know, I've been financing some of this, but they've gotten the green light from law enforcement to show some of this exclusively here first, coming up, because what's been missing is when they bust the pedophiles, then it all goes into court and gets shut down. News has got to be there when it first begins, okay, in the raid part, kind of like a cop show, but you're not busting winos and crackheads and, you know, hillbillies, which is entertaining, but it's you know, not that important at the end of the day compared to pedophiles. And they've got like a bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? But instead, it's helicopters coming in and other stuff. And so this is taking off, and you're going to get an exclusive first look at this coming up next hour. Roger Stone will ride shotgun with us. And then we've got some other special guests as well coming up in that little short 5-minute segment that's about to happen. I haven't gotten to the Scarborough yet and all the rest of it, but this is a big deal. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The globalists have tried to shut down our sponsors. They've tried to destroy us. Despite that, we have swum upstream thanks to you. And I mean that. It's you. And so we have Christmas specials that if you want to get them and be guaranteed anywhere in the 50 states to get delivery, you need to order by today. And so we have the Christmas 34-hour broadcast limited time special plus free shipping. We're finally winning the war on Christmas. To celebrate, we're giving a Merry Christmas to all of our patriots and InfoWarriors with a special sales free shipping store-wide. Today is the day to take advantage of these sales and the free shipping to get these gifts and put them under the tree for the big day. Help support us and celebrate bringing Christmas back to America, calling it Christmas, today with these incredible specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The amazing best-selling Super Male Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet, 67% off with free shipping. Brain Force, that is the number one bestseller, 50% off. You love that with free shipping. Alpha Power, this is super strong. These are all different formulas. They work different for others, but males is what it's designed for. Works great with females. Stamina, libido, energy. It's so strong, I can't even take it.
Alex, I don't know how you do these discounts. They are really deep. These are some of the best deals I've ever seen. And my family, we have loaded up.
We don't just like raise the prices and then cut them. It's the regular price. That's a good price. And then when we do these sales, it's boom, boom, boom. And we do them a lot now, but usually on four or five items. This is it's over like 80-something items in the store, or at least 50% off. Cell Force, amazing for your DNA, your body, your energy, antioxidants, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, the amazing good halogen. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, one of our new products. Just go read about it, folks. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. All Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste that's our best seller right now. Normally, it's Brain Force, but people are really buying this to give us gifts because they feel like people all need toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the good iodine in it. It's fortified with the colloidal silver. It's amazing for adults and children. We have the bubblegum flavor, and we have the adult toothpaste as well. We've got Secret 12 Vitamin B12. That is also 50% off. All InfoWars storable foods, 50% off and free shipping. We never do that. That is the best deal. DNA Force, 33% off that incredible product. ProPure products, 25% off. And again, free shipping. Carnivore and Floralife are amazing new probiotics, 33% off and free shipping. And much more. T-shirts, big specials, you name it. Free shipping. Here's the USPS map for TV viewers. Guaranteed by Priority Mail. That's how we ship it out everywhere. That is Alaska. That is Hawaii. That is even, they've got like Puerto Rico and stuff, even though it's not the 50 states, but protectorates, possessions of the U.S. You order today, you get it before Christmas. Now, most areas in the lower 48, you can even order tomorrow and still get it, maybe even Wednesday or Thursday. But if you want it anywhere guaranteed, this is the way to do it. You can also just put in the email note on your ticket, hey, this is to my uncle or my cousin or my daughter or my neighbor or my ex-husband, whatever the case is. You can send the books, the videos, the materials, the supplements, whatever, to whoever you want as a gift. And it just comes, they open it, and there's the receipt. Hey, this is from us to you. So, again, it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And, again, I then think whatever the best information warfare is, I take the money and I spend it on the InfoWar. Like, I don't have a piece of this TV show that Craig Sorge is producing. I didn't want it when they offered it. I just said, look, I trust you. You're a great guy. I'm highly recommended. Here's $100,000. And I'm not made of money. But we do it judiciously and how the spirit leads of how to take action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. This is a win-win. So please shop with us for Christmas and beat the crowds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
I don't know what that noise is. I'm hearing some jingling, Roger. We're gonna check into it in a minute. A lot of big serious news day out there, but you know, I've actually decided and done my own research that I'm wrong, that I'm a bad person. I decided Obamacare is free. I decided that 2 + 2 does equal 5. I decided that if I had a business, I didn't build that. I decided that North Korea or Venezuela is a better place to live than just America that's partially free market. And I've decided that Trump really is a Russian agent. So am I. Because I've discovered that Santa Claus is real. You know, I always thought, since I was a little kid, I hear some jingling over there. I always thought that, Santa Claus wasn't real. But actually, Santa Claus sent a couple of emissaries. We got a camera shot five, please. Santa Claus did send emissaries. And ladies and gentlemen, here are those emissaries now. Go to camera five. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, from the North Pole, Mimi. Oh, my gosh. And Shorty. Thank you. It's very nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
How you doing?
Good. Busy. Stay at the North Pole.
But along with that, we're just here to bring some Christmas cheer to make you happy and bring lots of gifts and goodies.
Well, thank you. Does Santa like me?
No, yes, he does.
Is Santa, did Santa vote for President Trump?
Yeah, he did. Sad but true, he did.
Well, you know, Santa is a racist. I mean, he's white.
He wears
he's an effing white male.
And he wears a red suit, let's be clear.
Racist.
Hey, he picks on midgets, too, the elves.
Absolutely. He, like, bosses you around.
He don't like the mean ones. That's just my buddy here. He likes the sweet and gentle ones. Because they're the ones that give them all the goodies.
Well, you guys are going to be co-hosting with me tonight. This is going on for 30-something hours. So tonight, for a couple hours, you're going to co-host with me and Alexa. Alexa's here, the AI globalist system. Alexa, what are elves?
Autonomous individuals or covert cells who, according to the ELF press office, use economic sabotage and guerrilla warfare to
arrest these people. Arrest these people immediately.
Yeah. Alexa, that sounds like Democrats.
Oh, hell,
that's a Democrat, not an elf.
Well, you're just going to be. Why do you think I'm going to be?
Alexa, what is an elf? Not the Animal Liberation Army, but what is an elf?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. The Earth Liberation Front, ELF, also known as Elves or the Elves, is the collective name for autonomous individuals.
See, everything is left. Be quiet.
Alexa. I voted for Trump.
Yeah, I made a stop.
I found on Wikipedia.
Stop. Boy, it loves the terrorist group.
You want me to shoot it? That's the terrorist group.
Stop, Alexa.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah, no, they said Jesus Christ was a fictional character.
Let me get serious.
The Earth Liberation Front.
Be quiet, Alexa.
Also known as Elves or the Elves.
Alexa.
Is the collect...
Oh, that's its trigger word.
Okay, there you go.
Alexa.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, is Santa Claus real?
I don't know him personally, but I've heard a lot of good things about Santa. If I ever meet him, I'll tell you.
Alexa, but they teach at universities that he's an effing white male.
A fat slob.
Let me ask you another question, Alexa. I'm actually here with real elves. What would you like to say with them? There you go.
He hung up.
The AI doesn't like you. Guys, you are awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to see you more later in the hour. Go get some lunch. We got some lunch
in
there before you get back on your sleigh and everything and fly away.
News, too.
Thank you. Oh, you brought me news.
Yes,
Amtrak derailment train crashes. That's sad to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sad.
Bad news.
And don't blame it on the elves.
We made it happy.
We're not blaming you. We're not blaming you for that very serious issue, actually.
That's the same Amtrak that I used to get over here.
Well, I tell you, it's scary. But seriously, let's talk later about a lot of things that are going to be on my Christmas list, okay?
Okay.
You got to make a nice long list.
Is it going to be a naughty or good?
It's going to be good. I'm not a naughty person.
Yeah, good one. There you go.
All right, ladies. That's Mimi and Shorty here from the North Pole. It's real. Like Obamacare being free and the Russia investigation being real. Thank you.
So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over. Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Roger Stone is my guest here in studio, and I intend to open the phones up a little bit later in the fourth hour today. We have Matt Dubiel hosting, but I think I'm going to be co-hosting with him. And we're going to have 34-hour broadcast today. We're only a few hours into this right now. So it's going to go straight through tomorrow live. I'm going to be here tonight. I'm going to interview Alexa on air some more. I'm going to have the elves that we just had in the studio, some of the little people. You know, the politically correct folks say don't call them midgets or don't call them that, but that's what they want to be called. Nice folks from the North Pole, they're here with us. I thought we'd have some Christmas fun. Didn't know the news would be so heavy today, but let's get into the really serious stuff. Let's recap for people that just joined us before we break some new important news on the current ongoing plan to overthrow Trump and then reverse the prosperity, reverse the return of the republic. This is one of the most important times, Roger, undoubtedly, in my view, since the founding of the country. What do you think?
Look, Alex, you and I have begun talking about the 25th Amendment takedown of Trump, which is the establishment's plan B if their hitman, Mueller, shoots and loses. And today they call us conspiracy theorists. Very shortly, they will call us sages because this is going down. There's an active operation in Washington. Senator Sasse is involved. Senator Corker is involved. Jeb Bush is involved. Reince Priebus is involved. At all levels of the party, Mitch McConnell has his fingerprints all over this. And the way it works is simple. They're going to ratchet up all of the Trump is crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy. I don't think Corey Lewandowski helped this because of the way he depicts the president in his new book.
No, I agree, but it's obviously not going to work. And so what do they do as that fails like everything else they've done?
Well, they don't yet know that it's not going to work, and they're deeply committed to it. But people need to understand the background on Joe Scarborough. Matt Gaetz, who now has Scarborough's seat in Congress and worked for Scarborough, made it clear that Joe talked about running for president every single day he was a congressman. Joe Scarborough believes he should have been the Republican nominee in 2016. Joe Scarborough believes that once Trump was nominated, the guy he should have picked for vice president was Joe Scarborough. So he is deeply bitter and envious and jealous of the president. Now, he used to brown-nose the president. He used to hang out at Mar-a-Lago and take free trips on the president's plane to Florida.
So he's a scorned woman.
Exactly. This is all...
And the word is Scarborough attracted to Trump?
I think Scarborough has been attracted to women, mostly the kind you pay for their services. He runs through an enormous amount of cash, according to people around him. He's a wastrel, but he's not going to be president, and he's deeply jealous about the fact that Donald Trump is.
Alexa, who is Joe Scarborough?
Charles Joseph Joe Scarborough, born April 9th, 1963, the American cable news host and former politician.
Most people don't know Joe Scarborough was a registered Democrat for most of his adult
life. Why did Joe Scarborough leave Congress?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, what was the name of the intern who had her brains bashed out in his office?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Shouldn't we all know her name?
Well, it's easily findable on Google. Looks to me like Alexa doesn't want to find it.
That's right. Alexa, what is the Communist Party?
A Communist Party is a political party that advocates the application of the social and economic principles of communism through state policy.
Alexa,
who is Jesus Christ?
Here's what I found on Wikipedia. Jesus, also referred to as Jesus of Nazareth and Jesus Christ, was a Jewish preacher and religious leader who is the central figure of Christianity. Christians believe him to be the Son of God and the awaited Messiah, Christ, prophesied in the Old Testament.
That's funny, Alexa. Last week when I asked you, you told me he was a fictional character.
They've changed it.
Busted.
Let me ask her one more important question before we get to this Joe Scarborough news. Alexa, what is the Nazi Party?
The National Socialist German Workers' Party, abbreviated NSDAP, commonly known in English as the Nazi Party, from the Ger. Pronunciation of Nationalsozialist, the political party in Germany between 1919 and 1945.
Notice she said socialist. Alexa, who was Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler was a German politician who was the leader of the Nazi Party, Chancellor of Germany from 1933 to 1945, and Führer of Nazi Germany from 1934 to 1945.
Now, the last time we asked the question, she said he was bad and horrible, but didn't say that about Stalin, so they've had to update this.
Yeah, well, is National Socialism an ideology of the left or the right?
Sorry, I don't know that.
It's Alexa. Easy. It's a left-wing ideology, believes in control of the state.
Exactly. Alexa, is socialism on the left or the right?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, what is leftist ideology?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Broad Left is a coalition of leftist members, usually involving independents, members of the Labour Party, and members of organized revolutionary leftist movements within a trade union, or members of a political party that appeals to a wide range of leftist ideologies, such as left unity.
And that is the definition of communism right there.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing. Simply amazing. Back to Scarborough. Let's start playing some of this Scarborough, where now they're trying to overthrow the president. And if we expose it's a fraud, we're calling for violence when they're the ones trying to foment it. Here it is.
Through Alabama. You think they would have, I mean this, you think they would have learned their lesson and said, okay, well, we are really turning off younger voters. We're really turning off women. We're really turning off people who aren't just the most hardcore Bannonite Republicans. And what do they do right after that? They get state-run TV and Republicans going out saying, fire Bob Mueller. Something that the...
It's state-run TV now to have C-SPAN hearings. And meanwhile, Trump's saying, don't fire Mueller. It's the same lie. It's just all lies.
Yeah, in fact, even the fiercest critics of Mueller in the Congress have not called for him to be fired. They've been called on him to be reined in, and they've called for the appointment of a special prosecutor on Uranium One.
I was about to say, you can't just give Hillary a pass on all this, and you just can't have, when they're all caught colluding and it's a fake investigation, somebody's got to go to jail.
Well, wait a minute. We had a lot of trouble getting Hillary's emails, but Mueller had no problem getting Donald Trump's like that. Is it ironic that the guy at NSA, at GSA, who refused to hand over all the records of the Trump campaign to Mueller, suddenly dies, and then Mueller gets them? That's curious.
Oh, man, I tell you. Alexa, what is Uranium One?
Uranium One is a Canadian uranium mining company with headquarters in Toronto, Ontario.
Not very newsworthy.
Not very newsworthy. Alexa, who is the 45th president of the United States?
The 45th U.S. president is Donald Trump.
You know they hate that, don't they?
Boy, they really do. Oh, what a great year.
Alexa, why don't Jeff Bezos' eyes point the same direction?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You know what, Alexa? You're nothing but a big, dirty, ugly tentacle out of that big, corrupt, globalist psychopath operation you got over there. You're just as sick as Apple and all their Foxconn slave laboratories.
I don't know that.
I know you don't know nothing. You want us all to be scum like you. All right, Roger Stone, we're going to play the rest of Scarborough when we come back. Then we've got Craig Sawyer. You're going to get to get some lunch. Infowars.com.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been given staggering information. You know, this information is so important, I can't go on air at this time. I'm gonna air some tapes here and get ready with this because it's just too big. And we're going to work on some things here in the studio. And then I'm going to come back in a few minutes with the breaking information. I want to get it lined up. I want to get it prepared. I want to get it focused. So please stay with us, InfoWars.com/show. Tell everyone you know, tune in right now. And we will be back here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and air the breaking down of Mueller's Waterloo. We're going to air that, and then I'm going to come back on the other side of that. We're going to air that now.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C.
Last week, we saw congressional hearings as new documents were released, showing total collusion between senior FBI, the Justice Department, the Clintons, Obama, Fusion GPS, where many of the agents' wives and husbands worked, getting money from the FBI to create the fraud. We've now learned of multiple individuals that worked at Fusion GPS that then also had family in the FBI and Justice Department, and they're in the emails and text messages saying, we're going to set Trump up, we're going to make this up. We got to stop them. And, of course, it's known that that is all completely made up, but that's what they use to get the fake warrants and just all the rest of it. It's simply incredible. And then the media spins all of this like Trump hates the FBI. No, Trump hates the Clinton criminal network, the coup over the bureau that got control. That's what happened. And how they've had a political reign of terror prosecuting conservatives, libertarians, Christian groups, removing 501c3 standing, having the IRS harass people. I mean, it has been Dinesh D'Souza going to prison for doing nothing. One trillionth of what Hillary's done. This political reign of terror we've been witnessing that looks like something you'd have in communist China or Nazi Germany or socialist Venezuela today. This is Banana Republic garbage. And I don't see how they're going to get out of this now, because more documents are coming out as the FBI goes under contempt of Congress and Trump is basically ordering them to release it. Rosenstein's in deep trouble. He's a Clinton operative. And you've got McCabe, the ringleader, we now learn, when he was deputy director, now acting director. Think of the bad advice Trump got. Man, he didn't know. He got advised, oh, this is a good guy, sir. And he is the ring leader in the text messages, in the emails, and in the notes of the meetings where they're like, we got to bring candidate Trump down. He's like, well, I don't think he's going to get elected, but I agree with you. Well, we got to set up an insurance policy. I mean, wow. And then Rosenstein's involved in Uranium One. So is Mueller. I mean, these people need to be arrested on espionage charges. And I've been saying this for a long time. It's why they got so scared of Trump getting in and went with the Russia narrative. Because every one of these individuals is up to their eyeballs in Russian money. They're all part of these law firms that get the waivers when Clinton was in so they could do these deals and be on the boards of companies. Where they don't even invest money, and then they get huge dividends. Other people have to invest $5 million, $10 million in one of the companies Mueller's involved in. Mueller made no investment and gets money from it. Oh, we're just going to put you on the company. You don't do anything. Here's money. Because he killed the investigation into Uranium One. I mean, this is open and shut. A jury would fry Mueller. If there was still an electric chair, he'd be sent to it like the Rosenbergs for espionage. Former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom called disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok a total moron, close quote. By total moron, I mean he's in emails and text messages framing people who belongs in Leavenworth. That's a quote. I don't just get up here and say they should go to prison. I know how to read the law.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One of our great producers out here, Daria, who actually did intelligence in the U.S. Army and Special Forces, ran in here and said, look at this. We've been looking at this for the last 30 minutes. It's confirmed. And this is breaking right now here on air. Because when I learned this news during the last break, my head exploded. Because I remember Antifa pledging all over the country, but especially in the Midwest and in the West, to derail trains in areas where oil field work is being done. And now, it's going down. .org has removed the article, but it is saved on archive.is. Olympia, Washington, train track sabotage to stop fracking equipment. And this is from just a few months ago on 4/20/17. Early in the morning on April 20th, we poured concrete on the train tracks that lead out of the port of Olympia to block any trains. This action was done to disrupt the movement of trains carrying parts used in natural gas fracking. And they go on to say, stop the 500 years of colonization and industrialization. This is basically communist Earth First type stuff. And they talk about staging more terror attacks. So the story has just gone up on Infowars.com. It has just been posted. Choosing sides, getting organized. And guess what? They have their little communist flag for Antifa. And their black flag for no surrender. But guess what? Let's go back to the piece. Let's go back to their Twitter. They may have pulled the article off their site, but not their Twitter. Here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to-do video at the bottom of the article. Imagine. These are people funded by the Democratic Party and Soros openly talking about how to sabotage train tracks. And they've now just pulled the article off their page, but not their Twitter yet. So we're exposing it all here. We've got a bunch of people dead, 80 plus at the hospital. The train goes off the tracks into the highway on Route 5. Not out the middle of nowhere, but right where Antifa would probably strike for maximum damage.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm loose. Sirens in my head.
Craig Sawyer joins us with some huge exclusive breaking news on law enforcement, the military intelligence agencies around the Western world rounding up massive pedophile rings. So he's going to be joining us here in just a moment, be with us a little bit in the next hour. It hit me like a ton of bricks when I learned of this today because I remembered news articles where Antifa, communist socialist groups funded by George Soros, were openly calling for sabotaging trains that were in regions where oil drilling or fracking was going on, and where I read on their own sites calls for attacking Trump Tower, Trump golf courses. You name it. They say violence is okay. If you go to their Twitter page, they brag in Washington about attacking train tracks with concrete blocks that they form at the site for sabotage and derailment of trains. Here we endorse crimes, again, in their own words, here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to video at bottom of the article. We're not going to show you the how-to video, but before they take it down as evidence, let's download it. Now, I remember all this in the last 6 months. They've already derailed trains in Washington. So now they've pulled down the article, Olympia, Washington, train track sabotage to stop fracking, where they brag about derailing trains and how they're going to do it more and how they're training others how to do it. Then we have Amtrak derailing onto the highway, killing at least three and over 80 sent to the hospital, crashing down into cars and all of that horrible carnage. You have a criminal group saying, we derail trains. They were never busted. They never got in trouble because there's so many of these groups. Now this has happened, and I guarantee you, mainstream media will attack me for even implying that Antifa would do such a thing. But they're prime suspects after infrastructure. But this is simply amazing. And notice it happened in a very populated area, not on the rest of the scenic route. Perfectly placed for Antifa. So what horrible, horrible, horrible people that they've already done it. They videotaped themselves doing it, and it wasn't even national news. And I just saw it, you know, as a footnote and kind of mentioned it because we just are used to these bullies. It's like what they do. So the story is now up on Infowars.com. And again, headline, Antifa admits to sabotaging railways, trying to derail trains, and training others to do it in the very state where this just happened. Unbelievable. It's like somebody says, I'm going to attack the Empire State's building with a dump truck, and then it happens. You are the suspect. Wow. So those stories are up on Infowars.com right now. We need to get this story out to everybody. Now, joining us is a great guy, frequent guest on the broadcast, and he's got a lot of exciting things going on, Craig Sawyer, and there's a lot of things I want to cover with him today, and we're going to be going over that with him. But early on, we told you that Trump was putting a focus on and green lighting going after pedophile rings. We've seen unlimited arrest going on. We've seen just massive things happening, but then no coverage once it happens. No coverage of what's happened once it unfolds. So the press has not been willing to cover it. You'll see hundreds of arrests here, hundreds of arrests there, all these children, all these women freed, and then no coverage after that. So Craig had an idea in the last year. He's now put it into action, tacticalinsider.com, vetsforchildrescue.org. There's a new TV program and film they're developing. I think it's best Craig break down just some of the basic facts and then give you the breaking news. Then we have a trailer for one of the first installments. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
Where do you want to start here? Again, Craig Sawyer, I should have said Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, TV show host, you name it, Fox News analyst. I mean, there's so much to cover in your bio, competition, top shot. So again, firearms expert, what got you into this and where is the rabbit trail from all your sources led you?
Well, what got me into this, Alex, really was having the network of fellow professionals that could help in situations like this and just having my heart pounded on after learning the nature of this crisis and what they're doing to the children, these child traffickers, after the Trump election and the increase of the arrests on child traffickers. So I just really could not look away, Alex, and I rallied my resources and connections against it, and that's really what Veterans for Child Rescue is all about. We started off to be an alert service, to alert the populace to the fact that there is a serious crisis of child trafficking inside the continental United States. And then we branched out with that capability to do additional things, extracting the child victims themselves, arresting the perps now, and empowering the children through preventive educational programs. And one that I found to be particularly inspiring that I want to take national if I can get that meeting with Ivanka.
I want to play the trailer here in a moment. Tell us what this is the trailer for.
Okay.
Because you've got a bunch of things in development. I don't want to give out any of the secrets about the show. I mean, describe the little trailer piece we're about to play.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a quick snapshot of some of the earlier footage of our documentary series. We've started off with a 2-hour feature film documentary that's going to get at least 50 million viewers, probably 100 million viewers or more. So we're excited about it, and it's an entire effort to alert the populace, show them what the mainstream news media apparently refuses to tell the people. And it's really Alex, it's a story of me going around the country, dealing with the perpetrators, the victims, the witnesses, law enforcement, and finding out what really is going on with this. And it's a story of my journey of learning and alerting the American people. So it's this is a quick snapshot of the early parts of it.
Now, I've seen some of the names you're working with and some of the notes I've been given, but that's not in these notes. Should I get to the name of it?
Yeah, well, the working title right now is Contraland. And it comes off of the word contraband. And sadly enough, sickeningly enough, our children have become the new contraband for the black market. So they're treating children like the next narcotic or, you know, black market arms dealer currency. So they're the new contraband. And so, you know, the staff came up with the working title Contraland. We may change that, but for now, that's the title.
Where literally, it's not art, it's not drugs anymore, it's children. And we see Hollywood, the whole culture, you know, they said, a year ago, we were talking about this, none of it's happening, there are no pedophiles. And now we see Hollywood getting busted and all of it coming out. It's really amazing. So again, here's a short director's cut version. The documentary trailer, the working title is Contraland, refers to children now sadly becoming another commodity, contraband on the black market, as he just said. We've been tweeting that at Ivanka Trump, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and others to get them start covering it so the whole dam will break. We're going to retweet that right now at Real Alex Jones. So here is a little snippet.
What kind of demand for child sex justifies the number 2 million child sex slaves?
Everybody has access to your kids like they've never had access to your kids before.
Highest child rape consumption country in the world is right here in the United States.
We're going to go to break and talk about this, but from what I've researched, that's one reason the leftists and the globalists want to bring in all these, quote, migrants and undocumented and kind of not even having to be listed or named when they come across the border, is that then they can just disappear.
Well, it's not to the migrants' benefit. It's not that the globalists are so kind-hearted that they want these migrants to have a better life. Look, if they import terror and if they import criminals, then they have the excuse to treat us all like terrorists and criminals and take more of our rights. So it's just a big game that the globalists play, and they put it under the title or guise of being compassionate, but it's like everything else that comes from them, it's just a lie.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back
down. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not backing down here at InfoWars. Neither is Craig Sawyer. You're the reason we're here. Your support, your prayers. In the last hour, we discovered, and I got so angry, I'd remembered that Antifa had said that they would attack trains and had attacked trains in Oregon to stop commerce in America. Well, guess what? It turns out there in the town where this happened, in that area, dozens were camping out there to physically stand in front of the trains, block the tracks, and sabotage it. So it's now, the media will try to cover this up, but Gateway Pundit hasn't. Until every officer is down, Antifa anarchists sabotage train in Olympia, have commune raided by police, and are camping on the tracks in multiple towns and cities, including where the train got hit. So, Craig Sawyer, you're a former counterterrorism guy and a federal officer. I want to get back in this segment and a few more with you into the new two-hour pilot documentary film, Contraband, and the breakthrough stuff you're about to give us exclusively here about how you've gotten access to law enforcement, because none of the other media will cover it. That's why they brought you in, because they're scared, because I guess they're trying to cover it up. We've seen that. What do you make of this train derailment and the calls to remove Trump and Joe Scarborough saying get ready for a civil war as their whole Russia thing disintegrates?
I can't imagine any other country, Alex, where any of this would be tolerated for 1 minute. I would expect for there to be a massive law enforcement response to this. It's an act of terror. It's clearly an act of terror. My background's in counterterrorism. I know terrorism when I see it. I don't know why this is being tolerated. This should be answered with an overwhelming law enforcement answer, a swift one. This is just only in bizarro world is this allowed to just fester and continue the way that it is. I don't understand it.
Absolutely. And again, they're on their official itsgoingdown.org site saying we've sabotaged trains. Here's the video of us doing it, and we're going to do it more. And then months later, in the very area, nothing's done. I mean, local police have been raiding them, but it didn't stop it. I mean, this is just insane. Imagine if they all strike across the entire country as MoveOn.org and the Antifa groups are calling for if Trump doesn't step down. I mean, I guess they're just going to burn all the train tracks, blow everything up, and then we're just going to let them do it. And just unbelievable. Well, we need to move
against
these.
It's just perplexing. Just ridiculous. This is a ridiculous situation. I'm waiting for the SWAT teams to descend upon those who are behind Antifa, the funding, the management. Who is it that are urging these misguided children, if you will, and young college students and just lost adults to go commit acts of terror against their own country? Why are they not behind bars for what they've done already? It's insane.
And I love how they demonize all industry as if it's bad and then don't think if they put stuff out there, it's going to derail a passenger train with men, women, and children on it who are now dead. I mean, if indeed that's what this was. But they're saying attack it, so they're prime suspects.
Well, if you look at it from an adult perspective, it could only be an undeveloped mind that would come up with such a ridiculous notion to go blow things up and somehow think that it's going to improve anything. So I look at it more as a tactic by our enemy to try to divide and manipulate the weak-minded in the United States and misguide them against us, against the patriotic Americans, against American strength and our best interest. So I just see that those as unwitting pawns who are being abused and probably cast aside and sacrificed by George Soros and other.
Oh, absolutely. Let's get back into the film now. But obviously, breaking news, Craig Sawyer here, former highly decorated Navy SEAL, Patriot, TV show host, you name it, now working on a documentary that's nearing completion, 2 hours long, Contraland. Wow. I mean, I'm just seeing the footage. You've been given access to exclusively law enforcement raids around the country. Tell us what you've discovered.
Well, we're discovering that this is a really widespread, pervasive problem with the child trafficking, and that it's a very complex one. In some areas, we've got district attorneys and sheriffs that are opening their arms and saying, thank God you're here. Let's do some great business. And we've got some fantastic operations that we are just now starting, new operations for us, where we're going to be able to put the perpetrators away and rescue the children, victims that are in their possession. And other places where, sadly enough, district attorneys and sheriffs are saying, we don't want people to know that this goes on and this is such a big problem in our city. So no, thank you. We're not going to cooperate with you and play ball. We'd rather keep it hidden. And my God, to us, it was like a kick in the stomach. Like, well, no wonder this is so big. You know, evil expands. And that's how we got here. That's how we got in this mess of the evil tentacles wrapped itself around our country to the degree that it did and has the grip on our country that it does is because weak men looked away and allowed it. And we cannot tolerate, we cannot afford that mindset any longer. We have to pull up our big boy pants as American citizens and all do a little bit so that together we can have a huge effect at beating this back. Because God help us, man, if we can't stand up for the innocent, precious children, then who are we? We got no business breathing up oxygen if we can't do that. That's the least among us. At least among us should be able to do that. So we're just trying to rally the people to pay attention and join us, man. We're not asking everybody to be the one to stand up and save the day for everybody, but if we all do a little bit, it counts for a lot.
Well, I know that I've been briefed by people that have been on federal task forces and assigned to them. And they say you can bust a few of the low level, but then it's always up above it, especially when they're having big football events or big championship events that The globalists pick cities that will cover it up, just like you were saying, and then they just stop even federal law enforcement, military task forces that have tried to be involved, and they say 100% it is expanding, as you said, and now becoming like a commodity. It's become so pervasive, it's become basically industrialized. They have formulas, and that what's fueling it is the massive amounts of migrants. We know that Hillary got caught and a bunch of her people went to prison trying to ship in thousands of little kids out of Haiti without any records, and a bunch of them disappeared. And so this is a sickening commodity, and that's why they want giant, unwashed third world populations that are unvetted, because they can just be disappeared. That's why you know, found these trailers with 60, 70, 80 men, women, and children in them dead just because somebody didn't pay the money at the other end like they wanted. They just locked the door and everybody dies. I mean, this is, and then Robert Rodriguez makes films about how Texans are on the border shooting Hispanics, when meanwhile it's the Mexican cartels and the Democratic Party who literally use Hispanics like throwaway garbage.
Yeah, well, I believe as Trump drains the swamp, we'll be able to remove people in key leadership positions throughout the chain of command and federal and local law enforcement that are perpetuating the problem. There, as you alluded to, there are no-go zones and times surrounding the Super Bowl with all these elites that come in. They descend upon a city, and they want to purchase every manner of perversion, children being one of those, and it's provided for them. And law enforcement.
And that's key. That's why so many elites go to the big Kentucky Derbies or the Super Bowl in Houston or any of these places, is for that time it becomes the no-go zone, and then there's promised protection for huge amounts of payments just for that time.
Sadly enough, it's true. Same thing with the border. There are areas and times where there are corridors that are looked away from, and both sides know it. And we, the people, are suffering the consequences of it. So, again, as these people, these subversives and obstructionists throughout the chain of command are removed, I think things will clean up and it'll make a lot more sense. And there'll be an increase in the rate of the cascading avalanche of failures of these criminal enterprises that are abusing so many of the children.
I was about to bring that up. They are running scared right now. They are wild-eyed desperate.
I know at least one area in Dallas where a bunch of high rollers are packing up have already left overseas, literally left overnight. We're talking about very, very wealthy people packed up and left. So I think that's got to do with some of what's going on with the DOJ and probably some of the slush fund surrounding what's going on with the congressional slush fund for sexual abuses. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, there are people already fleeing the country, Alex. People of great means and significance. So these are bizarre times for sure.
There's a total war. Imagine when the history books are finally written, when we win this. I mean, the stuff that's going to come out. There's always been this attitude of if stuff's really horrible, it'll destroy the economy. Just cut it out, get rid of it. But that allowed it to actually grow. Now it's going to have to all come out.
Yeah, it does. Information's key, man. That's why I love your title, InfoWars, man. That's where it's at.
Stay there. Craig Sawyer, didn't like me to say it, before, remember the Dev Group, Patriot. We're going to come back and get more into the film when it's coming out, how people support it. Don't forget, support us. Free shipping store-wide. Last day to have guaranteed shipping to your house. For your Christmas shopping and InfoWars, help beat the globalists. And you see the work we do. We deserve your support. We need it. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This country has been seized by multinational groups that use corruption to control populations. And studying different intelligence operations, just back when I was a teenager, I thought it was interesting. I learned about Zbigniew Brzezinski and the books he wrote about how they controlled organized crime and how they even used sex trafficking and things to control people. I mean, that's a well-known thing. But it's the trafficking of children, and you realize that it's like the sick club to show you're an anti-human scumbag, to show that you're a selfish piece of crap, to show that you're twisted and evil. And so a lot of folks reportedly aren't even into it, but they just know it's like fraternities where you got to have sex with a goat or something. It's just 1,000 times worse. So they corrupt you. They have pictures of you with a goat. That's how they think that they can trust you. That's how they compromise people. You should just be compromised by not wanting to destroy your family name and fearing God. Plus, who wants to do that stuff anyways? This is a short segment, long segment coming up with Craig Sawyer. Again, TV host, weapons expert, counterterrorism expert, federal officer, former Navy SEAL, if you just joined us. We were getting into your just descent into researching the child kidnapping rings and all the rest of it. The media trying to deny it even existed. Since then, the deputy pope's been busted for reportedly kidnapping and trafficking 100 kids. They're just arrest everywhere. But as you said, last time you were on, it just always ends with the bust tied up in the courts. And then you just never hear about it again. The missing link is getting media that will actually cover it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. As a decent citizen, just wanting to see, you know, justice done. It's frustrating not to see it talked about. I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people hammering Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and others, saying, please have Sawman on, or somebody that does what he does, talk about it. They won't. But, and I don't think they're allowed to. I know they're good. Those two guys are good guys, but I don't think they're allowed to be honest with you. Look at Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, and his son, and what their outlook is. I mean, and those are the most conservative of the mainstream news outlet owners. So, man, I don't have much hope of the mainstream coming on board and telling the American public what's really going on in that sense, and unless they lose so much credibility and so much revenue that eventually they're just the complete laughing stock of the public, and they're forced to admit it and address it. But right now, they're still trying to hold out. They refuse to talk about it.
Oh, so, I've seen, no exaggeration, 50 articles or more just the last 6 months going, Alex Jones is making it up that there's all these busts, or Trump's not, there's not increased arrest of pedophiles. And then I go read actual FBI site numbers. It's exploded. I mean, you see it all over local news, hundreds here, 50 there, all these arrests, people with all these little kids. And I know you're now in part of these busts, able to document it. It's going to be shown soon. But I mean, it's happening. They're trying to deny it.
Yeah, well, when people don't believe what they hear, you have to show them. So what we're going to do is just walk them through. Okay, you know, I know it's hard to believe, but here you go. And we're going to walk them through. They're going to talk. They're going to hear from law enforcement, the perps themselves, the surviving victims, witnesses, family members, and they're going to see arrests. They're going to see us extracting children if that part of it can happen before we button this thing up. Arrest of the perpetrators by our team. So we've got ground operations coming up that are going to be very powerful and have multiple aspects of benefit to them. So it's,
and are you hinting that people are getting tipped off because you're about to move against people and suddenly they're gone?
No, because I think our stealth and the way that we do what we're doing, we're very careful about that. So we haven't had that so much, but we have had officials or organizations that weren't inclined really to do their job kind of stall and drag their feet, and we've kind of just had to move away from them. So it's been an interesting journey for sure.
Well, and you had all the sabotage of even trying to get funding too.
Yep. And that's one thing that we can really get a boost from. If we can rally a little bit more, we've got a chance to go internationally. And what a lot of Americans don't know is that the American male specifically is the biggest client or driver of the industry.
That's right. Stay right there. We're going to come back and talk about that straight ahead. Truly sickening.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, earlier we said that Antifa or ISIS will be the main suspects in the derailment in Washington State, that's killed quite a few people and injured more than 80 as it came down onto I-5 and crashed down into the highway. A true disaster. Well, now we learn that in that very town, Antifa were camped out on the tracks, that in other surrounding areas, law enforcement had done raids on them in the last week trying to stop them. We now know on their own websites they had said that they'd carried out attacks, they videotaped the attacks and called for more attacks, and were training others And now the FBI is reporting, and Amtrak is reporting, as well as the Associated Press, that it looks like a track obstruction is what caused the train to jump off the track. Yeah, a big telltale was it was in a major city. See, 99% of it's going to be in rural areas on that route. But notice it's right there where a lazy meth head could just come up and obstruct the track. So, boom. This just went from them being the prime suspects to we'll see if media tries to cover this up now. When you got a group in the area that's done it, says they're going to do it, and then they're saying it's an obstruction of the track, or they're looking at that. This is getting really bad. Craig Sawyer, any other comments on that before we get back into the film Contraland?
Well, on the Antifa thing and this train track, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in some of these meetings and listen to some of the news anchors on the mainstream news media and see if any of them care, if any of them get it, that they're refusing to tell the truth about that which is beneficial for their own country. They're actually part of the problem by giving Antifa a break and by spinning this and trying to make it look somehow okay. This is not okay. This is terrorism, and we should all denounce it, including our mainstream news media outlets and anchors. So I'm personally curious as to what they think. Do they think they're somehow doing something good by giving terrorists a break against their own family and friends? It doesn't make sense to me.
And I noticed the literature of Antifa and Al-Qaeda when it comes to sabotage is basically identical. So ISIS or Al-Qaeda or somebody could have done this too. And, you know, it could have been naturally occurring. A lot of the tracks are old, but they've been trying to update the tracks that have faster trains on them. And again, a slow train hits something, it's not going to be as dramatic as a fast train. What idiots. We're going to stop fracking, so let's derail a passenger train.
Well, I suppose they'd rather give the money to our enemies overseas, over in the Middle East, so that let's keep giving them trillions of dollars so they can spin up and bomb us with more sophisticated weapons. It's silly to see what it is that they choose to undermine.
They've got cars and smartphones, and they bitch about an industrial civilization. We're one of the cleanest industrial countries in the world.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation, and that's why you've got these misguided youth. You know, they're the victims, unwitting victims of a propaganda and false rhetoric campaign, and an effective one.
Let's get into, again, the groundbreaking film that you just had the idea, I guess, a year ago. You've gone out, you've done it, all your credible law enforcement and intelligence agency contacts. We told people the Hollywood pedophile and rape scandal was coming. Now that's coming out. We told everybody about what's happening in Europe, record bust. As good people just decide to move forward, it's not just Trump. He's just given part of a green light. He's surrounded, but just everybody just moves forward, knowing we're being blocked, but think if we bust enough of them or expose enough of them, it'll cause a chain reaction. I think we've started that chain reaction. A film like this that would then create a series, I believe, where we're not just, you know, cops, what you're going to do when they come for you, bust winos or whatever, or, you know, pull over drunks, but actually go after pedophiles and things. Tell us more about the film, some of the things you're working on, and how folks can help fund the operation.
Yeah, man. Well, one of the, you know, four aspects that we're about at Vets for Child Rescue is actually extracting the children. I've always said we can't win this war by extracting children, but it is an important part of it, and it's a life-changing event for that child or those children. So we do want to be a part of that, and we've got the opportunity to do that, both in the continental United States and OCONUS as well. Now, internationally, with another org that we're allies with now, Operation Underground Railroad, Tim Ballard, man, he's invited me to go roll with what he calls his jump team, and they go help extract children overseas and free them. So we've got the opportunity to do that. We've got a type of ground operation that I won't describe yet, inside the continental United States, that we are going to be able to rescue the children. So that's, it just feels amazing. It's just another part of the war, you know. And so that's something that we're very, very excited about. But we've got enough funding to do the basic documentary as it stands. But in order to take the invitations that we've been given on top of what we've done so far, we would need more funding. So I do hope that people of means that want to get behind us.
Sure, because
like
you're getting the ball rolling. You've gotten the ball rolling, yeah. And so you've got to film soon. But again, it's a chain reaction. It's what it's all about.
Yeah. The more funding we have, the more places we can go, the more rescues we can do, the sooner we can start the following series that's going to cover a wider range of scope that we can get to.
And by the way, I'm not made out of money. The reason I gave you $100,000 was I know your credentials. I know that some of the groups you were working with, and I knew that it was important what you were trying to do. And I saw you on PayPal and every other platform being globalist run when you've got multiple TV shows, History Channel, Discovery Channel, you know, your name's on firearms, you're a respected guy, you're a federal marshal, you know, SEAL Team 6 leader, not commander, you don't need to ever talk about it. The point is SEAL Team 6 guy, folks I talk to, you know, Army, you name it, say you're a great guy. So, you know, I check into people. And I watched them for 4 months block you when I'd only given $10,000. And so, you know... And believe me, my kids, you know, haven't had $10,000 put in their trust fund a piece, you know, in their whole life. And I'm not made out of money, but I just go with my gut. And that's why I gave the $100,000 because, you know, you're a hard charger. You're getting stuff done. And, you know, some people came and visited with me. And they said, listen, Underground Railroad, that's a separate group you're working with. You know, they're good guys, but they just free the children. Then it drives up the price. Some of the groups are actually, you know, moving against the people, especially overseas. They think it's killing the people that are involved that'll really shut it down. And I agree with that. And I know some of that's going on now. The problem is that's so super ultra secretive and crazy. I don't even want to know. But I don't think it's immoral to just save the kids themselves and arrest the perps here domestically. I understand we want to get the big kingpins, but they're highly protected. That's how we're going to roll them up, right? But, I mean, what's the focus on that?
Yeah, well, I think with us being an NGO like we are and a nonprofit, we've got to start with what we can do and develop momentum and steam. We would like to meet with Ivanka and show her what we've got going on because that's kind of her niche within this administration. So I think it's a matter of momentum, Alex. You know, we're just getting our feet under us. You said year, no, it's been just April. We founded this in April officially, so... It's happening quickly for us, and we're young, but we are deep and powerful as far as connections go. So there's more than one way to fight for your country, Alex, and I don't want to sound like I'm being overly flattering, but genuinely I'm thankful for your donation. When you stepped up and dropped that $100,000, you did it in good faith. You did not tie any strings to it. There was no requirement on our part to scratch your back in return, and I want people to know that because when I hear people – fuss and complain, well, and make accusation. Well, Alex Jones, this or that. I'm like, well, Alex Jones has dropped $100,000 in good faith to help us rescue kids. What have you done? And they don't have any answer for that. So thank you, Alex, and shame on those that complain.
Believe me, brother. I mean, we're all. I've got children. You've got children. I know that you know everybody's dealt with the stuff that's out there, and I've got the sources. I know what's going on, and they're just saying, well, we're just focusing on wiping people out. We can get our hands on them overseas. Okay, great. That's wonderful. But no one's done the light shining because all the media is scared. You're an established TV producer with hit TV shows and things. And for those that don't know, you got blocked from being able to put out these on mainstream TV. So it's not the fact that you're new at this. You're established at the light part, at the coverage part, that will be the detonator for the real chain reaction. We get one big show that'll actually cover this and wake up America. It's like Uncle Tom's Cabin or The Jungle or any of this. It will cause the chain reaction. Let's talk about the chain reaction when we come back. Stay with us. You found it, the tip of the spear, and I don't say that like I'm big and bad and tough. It's the opposite. Believe me, I've been dealing with these people a long time. I know how real they are. Most of the stuff I can't talk about on air, but they're bad. But the good news is our God's a lot more powerful than they are. Just like Craig Sawyer said earlier, it's good men and women doing nothing that has allowed us to get to this point. And you just got to stop being intellectual about it. That's what I've done over the years. And just do what's right. And then I'm very intellectual about researching things and what we cover and what we do. I immerse myself in it. And it's very liberating. It's also all-encompassing. I don't want to say possessed because I'm not possessed, but all I do is think about how things work and how the globalists operate and the patterns. And it gets scary how much you know when you immerse yourself in this. You're not immersed in acting cool or, you know, going to the football game. And I'm not saying all that's a bad thing. I wish I could go back to the way I was, you know, 25 years ago. There's no going back. I'm now rewired to all this stuff. And it's not like I'm wired to see it the way I want to see it. I'm wired the way the globalists operate, how they manipulate people. And we got their number. If we can just get the average person who isn't evil to just start understanding evil does exist historically. And look, it tends to grow at points like a cancer. And we got a case of cancer. It's operable, but good Lord, we got to admit it's operable. We have to admit we have it to fix it. Craig, I appreciate you joining us today and the rest of the segment we have. Just recapping any of the, I mean, I know you can't talk about a lot of the details, but it's very exciting. No one can doubt now there's a worldwide move against the pedophiles. There's an understanding that that's how they're controlling government and major institutions. Sandusky, Sun busted, all these other officials busted, the Catholic Church, Hollywood. It's just getting more and more intense. This is the season of renewal, of overturning the evil. And I just think we're all kind of interconnected spiritually like a invisible internet. They've proven that's there. It's how ducks fly south, you know, for the winter. Humans have that same thing as well. And all of us are just being led to fight this and so many other evils on the same front because we knew that evil grew to a certain point that despite how comfortable we were, we had to activate or it was about to truly take over, which Hillary was planning to do.
Yeah, man, boy, we dodged a bullet there. And I do believe that we experienced a supernatural intervention when we avoided Hillary Clinton taking over, because I think she was on short final to hand the keys of the kingdom over to the globalists. And here's the United States. Come do with them whatever you want. And it wouldn't have been good for
any. Oh, they had admitted authoritarianism to be set up.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, looks, I think we've got to move the ball so far upfield for the positive that it can never be turned around and brought back to the brink of the precipice that we were teetering on in November, literally. And I think education's the key, man. One of the things that we're doing is educating now the youth. We found a local organization that's doing great things with a great curriculum that I want to take national, because what they're doing, Alex, is preparing the children, arming them with that knowledge so that they understand how the predators prey upon them through the internet, through the games, through the iPhones, any smart device. So we've got a federal task force that's got a lot of this high-tech equipment, and the man who actually invented a lot of that technology, who wants to meet you, by the way, you should call me about him, but very powerful stuff. So if we can arm the children, if we can educate them in their school, here's how a predator plays the game. Here's what that icon means. Here's what that game might mean. Here's what all this sugar coating and frosting, that song that lures you into something, here's where it can lead so that the children understand and they don't fall victim. Man, an ounce of prevention is worth a fortune. So that's part of what we want to implement
and,
as well.
And briefly, let me expand on that. Give people the website. Because I know you got a bunch of them. Where do people go to donate to help fund the next phase of the film? And when do we see the first installment?
Okay, it's vetsforchildrescue.org. And if you type that in any search engine, you can even vetsforchildrescue.com. It gets you there as well. So I think you type in anything like that.
I was told, and again, that's Vets for Child Rescue. The Vets, the number 4, childrescue.org. Craig Sawyer is our guest shaman. Let me expand on that. I was told when 50 Shades of Grey came out that it was being pushed by Hollywood insiders, by Hollywood folks, to get women into bondage who were never into it, so that statistically they could pick and choose the targets they wanted when they finally tie a woman up or a man up and then ship them off. And then now we know, it's come out in the news, that women think they're part of this and they're being killed, they're being tortured. Again, anything Hollywood's pitching is, like you said, a lure into a culture that's just a higher level to take you down into the basement, basically. So it's not just stuff to target children. They have things to target men. They have things to target gay men. They have all these formulas to basically set up their next group of slaves.
Yes, sir. It's a war against our culture, Alex, and a systematic breakdown of the moral integrity that made the United States so strong and impenetrable by our enemies. So they've set about deliberately targeting that and breaking it down. The family structure is at the very center of that. That's one of the key elements that is under deliberate attack. So look, if a lot of these children were trained well by their parents and loved and not set loose, they'd be a lot harder to target. So what does the federal government do when it's under the influence of of hostiles that want to see family institution broken down. Well, they come up with stupid programs that are counterproductive. They pay women to have children as long as there's no man in the picture. You know, that's harmful, man.
They're creating a nation of victims who are all alone.
They're creating it, and half of our country doesn't recognize that giving a little trickle handout to those in the ghetto is not a favor. It's an attack. It's a deliberate manipulation to keep them there. If you love someone, you want to give them a hand.
By the way, LBJ said that because the blacks, I'm not for them being oppressed, but it made them have some businesses that were even more successful than white areas. And they said, we got to break this up. We can't have them having their own areas and their own businesses. They're using their own money to empower themselves. Let's break up their family. I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years is the quote.
Yeah, well, my black friends get it, and they're successful and hardworking, and they don't really carry that burden. But I'd like to see others follow and understand as well. Knowledge is power, man. I think we just need to educate people. And like you were saying earlier, when we drain the swamp, one of the key things that I believe we really need is to have a deliberate public education campaign on exactly what all Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and others have been up to. We need to know. The unwitting half of the American public that still doesn't have any idea.
We've got to have absolute education about it. We've got to absolutely celebrate that we barely survived it and then recognize that this was like the Nazis or any other sophisticated evil. I mean, this is something we got to recognize because this is sophisticated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the president with his platform, I don't think that it necessarily needs to be him to do it, but he needs to have an educator, a spokesperson that's part of our national television programming, so that American people are shown what's going on. So these traitors and subversives need to be put on trial for their crimes, and when the facts actually are gone through and come out, the American public need to be walked through that.
Well, exactly. Everything the Patriots said 50 years ago would happen if leftist people took over has now happened. So we know that. Craig Sawyer, thank you so much. That's for childrescue.org. Can't wait to see more as it develops. But like you said, I met you a year ago, but just since April, launching this, you've done so much. So great job. We salute you and thank the audience. I want to thank the audience for their support as well. Without them, there's nothing. We salute you, audience. You're as big a part of this as Craig or anybody else. Thank you.
Transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It blows me away that our worst concerns and fears and our analysis, our first approximation was right, it appears. AP, the FBI, Amtrak. Early signs indicate an Amtrak train taking its first trip on a new, faster route in Washington State may have hit something before derailing and killing passengers, officials told AP. Now, that shows really smart planning, because if you hit a concrete barrier going 30, 40 miles an hour like a freight train, you're not going to derail, or you're not going to derail spectacularly. You got to be going fast, 80 miles an hour or so, to jump. Somebody knew exactly what they were doing, and they did it right there at the edge of a highway, to block the highway for maximum sabotage. Now, they may clean this up and try to spin it like Vegas and say it's not a terror attack, but the whole thing looks like, and you got Antifa crawling out of Washington State like cockroaches. Here's another one. A U.S. official track obstruction seen as possible cause of train crash near Seattle. So that's the Seattle folks who don't like me too much, don't like you too much. There is a real, real evil spirit to these folks. So Amtrak derails onto highway in Washington State, kills at least three people, injures over 80. And you've got Antifa saying they'd already sabotaged trains in the area. We're going to hit more trains. We're doing training on how to attack trains. And there's their tweet. Here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to video at bottom of the article. I don't want to show the details. We ought to show part of the video. Washington trained sabotage to stop fracking equipment. So there you go. There you go. And they were reportedly camped out in the area trying to physically block the train. And isn't it fitting that they said, hey, we can't derail one of those freight trains that's going 30 miles an hour. We got that new passenger train full of men, women, and children wanting to go through, you know, for Christmas time and to the Christmas cruise down Highway 1. Let's derail that. Solidarity with hashtag no DAPL, how to block trains. Yeah, that's been the big thing. They've had a lot of derailments. It always gets swept under. Matt Dubiel of our wonderful affiliate 1530 WCKG in Chicago. You're nice to let me take over most of this hour, but what do you make of this so far?
It's disgusting. I mean, what kind of a planet do we live on where we've got the most surveillance we've ever had, where people are, and they're not even hiding it. They're tweeting about it in plain sight. And then they're allowed to carry these things out, and nobody, I mean, obviously we're speculating, you're speculating, there's no proof yet, but if it walks like a duck, smells like a duck, and acts like a duck, chances are it's a duck, and we know that there's chatter that's listened to by the NSA and the CIA. Why aren't they keeping track of these terrorist organizations?
Exactly. They're online. They're saying they're going to do it. They're training to do it. They're showing how they did it. Exactly.
It's borderline. I mean, if this were organized crime, if this were the mafia talking about gambling and prostitution rings, they would have rounded up all the places that said, oh, well, you know, they said they were going to do this. And all these things came to pass. Here, these organizations are actually saying what they're going to do.
In public.
I mean,
the mafia sneaks around running whores, okay, or whatever. They're like publicly saying they're going to do it.
The hubris of these groups, their leadership and their financiers is it's got to be reined in, because we know where this money comes from. We know who's spearheading this stuff, and yet they're allowed to do it freely. It's like watching a movie with a supervillain, like the one with Samuel Jackson, where he's crashing trains, him and Bruce Willis, Unbreakable. The guy is crashing trains, and nobody knows who it is, except in this real-life movie. We know who's financing it. We know where the money's coming from. We know exactly who's on board with it. And it's allowed to happen?
Well, they were so emboldened by Obama, because you have the former attorney general, Eric Holder, saying, go block roads, take over, Trump's evil. You've got them all saying day of rage, overthrow the government, new announcements of instant action and all the rest of this. I mean, they're building up towards something big, and I think they're probing with this to see if they can have the media cover it up and, you know, whatever. I mean, this all points towards an Antifa-type event.
Alex, so this is the same world where we have a bunch of the liberal media that says that our president, when he wasn't the president, said something, which is questionable, about grabbing somebody by the you-know-what, and then they say that means he's a sexist or he's an abuser. Now we have Antifa, and you showed it, and your staff showed it, they've actually tweeted, here's how you create damage that could kill people and create havoc.
Well, they said, here's where we did it. Here's where we blocked trains at the port. But they were going slow from the port, so they didn't derail. They went out, and apparently the evidence points towards it, at a high-speed rail on the maiden voyage. They wanted something spectacular. They were sick of just blocking the trains for a few hours while engineers show up. You know, they have those trucks that drive on the rails, you know, that come off a spur and fix it with jackhammers. They didn't want that. I know this is my family's worked in the railroads. No, they didn't want that. They wanted spectacular on the maiden voyage. They got it, didn't they?
Is that Twitter account still active and live today? The
Absolutely.
Antifa Twitter account?
Yeah, they just pulled it off itsgoingdown.org, but it's still on their Twitter.
But they actually have a live and active Twitter feed. Hey, Jack, somebody tweet to @Jack. Jack, how can they have a Twitter feed that's active?
They'll ban Roger Stone or ban me for a week. But, you know, I mean, let's put them back up there. You know, it's official Antifa. These are the communist saviors. They're allowed to do what they want.
Alex, I'm not a big Twitter guy, but I've been on there since like the beginning. I got like, you know, a few followers or whatever. I tweeted something about Roger Stone being cyber-stalked by Roseanne's ex-husband, and my tweet was censored. My tweet was censored by Twitter, and I didn't say anything bad. This group is actually talking and writing and informing people on how to wreak havoc in the United States of America.
I mean, let's be clear. It's not like, here's how to rob a bank, and they tell you. They rob a bank and then put They block the railroad tracks and make a train wreck.
Yeah, right. Even worse. Even worse. And they're allowed to communicate this on the internet.
Oh, they only spit it, too. When Antifa had guns out last weekend threatening Owen and not letting him get to an event and hitting him with clubs, they went, oh, you're anti-Second Amendment? It's not Second Amendment to go use guns to block a legal person. Just like it's not free speech to say, here's how we sabotage the train. Now we want you to go kill a bunch of people. Saying, let's go kill people is not free speech. And, you know, and here's what it means. It means we're going to come after them. Because let me tell you something, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I would be great if the FBI would focus on this. Where's the FBI?
They're too busy arresting Amish that sell cheese to their neighbors.
I laugh, but I mean, it's true. They really are. I mean, this is what passes for justice in America. This is why it's so important. You know, I was watching you and Craig talk, and he said 50% don't know what's going on. It's more than that. There's many of people that even think the way that we think that don't really understand the damage that has been done for not just the last 8 years, but the last 25 years.
Exactly. It's people ask, how can America be the biggest consumer of pedophilia, the biggest consumer of porn, the biggest consumer of drugs, all of it? It's because for anything that's really good metaphysically, hermetically, anything that's really good, history showed, evil comes to that. So evil is drawn to good to take it over. So we were so good, that's why it's like the Ragnarok. It's the yin-yang. It's all happening here.
It's The other fallacy is that the bad guy doesn't always wear the black hat. The bad guy isn't always who you think the bad guy is. In fact, the bad guy pretends to be the good guy a lot of times.
He always
does.
That's
what people have. Exactly. They don't just stand there and say, we're going to do bad stuff. They hide. They masquerade as good people. And that's what you're seeing, especially with this trafficking stuff. It's really terrible. It's disgusting.
All right, brother. Stay there. We've got more to cover on the other side with Matt Dubiel, 1530 a.m. in Chicago. If you got family in Chicago or in Chicago, tell them to tune in. And please, we have free shipping store-wide. This is the last day to order at InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that you get shipments before Christmas. And we need the funding, plus they're great products. So thank you all for your support. Get some fluoride-free toothpaste or other products today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Humanity faces great obstacles. But those obstacles are what will make us great. You know, the transmission continues on with Owen Schroer in the war room here in about 10 minutes, and then we're going to be taking a lot of phone calls throughout the next however many hours. It kicked off at 8 a.m. with David Knight. So we're like 4 hours in, and then another 3 hours. So we're like 7 hours in. So we got 20 plus hours left in global live transmission. Listen, I don't want to get up here and like brag, oh, I gave $100,000 to Craig Sawyer to make his film about the pedophile rings. I just in my gut knew it was the right thing to do. I'm not made out of money. But that's what this whole platform is about, is getting people on air who are doing important things and causing chain reactions. Now, we don't always cause a chain reaction. We rarely do. But when we do, it changes the world. We do all sorts of little things together that change our own personal lives and create an opposition to the globalists. But InfoWars is hated by the New World Order because they can see dozens of chain reactions that have devastated their operations originating from here. And that means you and Matt Dubiel and the great crew here and all the other guests and just what we do, the enemy knows that its problems are coming from here. And then thank God we get a Donald Trump there and then other people pop up. And again, I don't claim to be the perfect saint, but I'm not out to get you. And Donald Trump is going to make mistakes, and he can't even get his they're in Politico admitting that the bureaucrats are all ignoring what he says. He tells McMaster, don't back ISIS and don't back these groups, and it's still going on in Syria. And that's a whole other subject I didn't get into, but later I'm going to do a report at 8 o'clock tonight with that when I come in and host a few hours. So what matters is intent and our heart. King David did a lot of bad things as he made mistakes, but he loved God. He didn't mean to be bad, so God said, you're a man from my own heart. And so all I'm saying is just keep moving forward, because yes, we've had big victories, but now the counter assault's going to happen. And it's going to be through that process that we find out who we really are. But we need financial funding. That is the easiest thing people can do, other than sharing articles and videos, to really make sure that we can not just stay where we are, but grow. Because the attempt is to shut us down and kill us. Well, I'm not going to just try to, you know, sit here and roll over or whatever. I'm going to expand in the face of the attack, because as they're destroying us, we're going to be building up so fast. And in the grace of God, it's always happened that way. Our biggest growth spurts come when we're under attack. And we're now in the phase where one more growth spurt or two, it's there's no turning us back at that point. That's why they're kind of foaming at the mouth. That's why they've got all these TV shows attacking me each week, lying about us. That's why I can't even go out on the street now without being attacked. A lot of folks pat me on the back, but like every 10th person starts screaming and yelling like a demon. Is because this is a revolution against the globalists. So today's the last day to order and get free shipping store-wide. And we'll still have free shipping a few days, but to get it delivered before Christmas, we definitely have, we've had a lot of huge sales. Sometimes we have the biggest sale on this item or that item or even four or five items. But we have the most things for sale at 50% off. It's now more than 80 items at 50% off, more than 10 items at 60% off or more at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling colloidal silver as a loss leader, the highest quality. We're talking $15 less than Whole Foods sells the exact same stuff with another label on it, and they do sell a good variety of it. So Jeff Bezos, you buy it for $25. You buy it for us for $9.95. It seems the order of the year is toothpaste, a super blue, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is. We got it for children as well. Thousands of positive reviews for all of those, the mouthwash as well. Highest quality by the folks that make Tom's of Maine, but fortified with all this. That's a great gift from the tree or in the stocking. That's what everybody seems to be buying right now, and that's great. And in the massive numbers you're ordering, it funds some of our operations. But Alpha Power, male and female enhancement to the next level, 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. Again, just go look at it. Cell Force, 50% off. Secret 12, 50% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And those of you that have already decided to shop with us, buying these war bonds, buying this, it's done it. You've changed the world, but now is the next level of the fight, so I salute you. And speaking of that, I don't know how much Matt can get into this right now. Matt Dubiel, who runs 1530 WCKG and the FM station they've got, he's got a plan that's about to be green-lighted right now as we speak to not just the AM covers most of Chicago, the FM part of it, he's 102.3. He's got a plan to cover it all, and it has to do with a name, Trump. So I guess he's ready to talk about it right now. And I don't pay to be on WCKG. But to help the station out and to do this, we have made some investments. And that's what I'm saying. The money coming in here is about warring against the globalists, defending ourselves, and taking care of the great crew and expanding. That's why you can know that we are committed 100%. And here's just another example of what we're doing. Matt, tell folks about Trump Tower.
It's pretty exciting. We got this FM, and as soon as Trump was put into office, things moved very swiftly. So the FCC moved very swiftly and approved us to move our FM to the top of Trump Tower. Now, they could have approved us to move to the top of the Hancock. We could have gone to the top of Willis Tower. Trump Tower is actually just the best location for this frequency. And so I can actually talk about it now. And talking about it, I've been reluctant to talk about it, because the minute we start talking about it, and you've experienced this,
they'll
also
try to sabotage it.
Yeah, and it's going to happen, and I've been trying to kind of muster up some legal funds and things like that, because they come at you in different ways. We've had a Muslim Islamic group buy up all the property around our AM and try and force us out of where the AM property is. The stuff that has happened, you wouldn't believe. It seems like I've made it up.
They stripped a bunch of your sponsors. You're a station manager and a guy that'll actually come out in the open. We learned to never even list our affiliates because they harass them. And we just explained, we don't list you because, they understand. We got some huge 50,000 waters and stuff that don't, they get the game. I mean, this is a war. But you've got the courage is the point.
People don't realize, and one day I'll tell you about some of the other stuff that's happened this year to me personally, which I'm not going to get into here because it's not about me. So the long and the short of it is we've worked out the arrangement with the Trump Tower. By the way, those people at the Trump Organization have their act together. It wasn't hard to do. I'm actually going to be sending checks to the Trump Organization because we have to lease the tower space at the top of the building. And I have my Christmas list as we move 102.3 to the top of Trump Tower. What that means is 102.3 FM with Real News with David Knight from 8 to 11. By the way, David did an amazing show. If anybody wants to learn about things besides just what's going on, but like he talked about taxation and the history of income tax.
He's an engineer. He's too smart for talk radio.
I mean, it's like we almost don't deserve this guy. The show was phenomenal. You can learn some things. Your kids can learn some things from these shows. We're going to be broadcasting those shows from the top of Trump Tower. We'll be up there by the end of January, God willing. You know, we got to deal with unions and things. But my Christmas list is I got to buy a control arm for a few thousand dollars. I got to buy an antenna. I got to order that today. So we're going to be ordering all of that equipment to move to the top of Trump Tower.
Just to be clear, 1530 covers a lot of Chicago, but you know, you're talking about your FM transmitter covers a part of it. This is going to cover all of it. I put up the site map. This is gorgeous. Then we can really hype to all our listeners. Tune into the, is it going to be the same frequency on top Trump Tower now?
FM 102.3 will be from the top of Trump Tower. Yeah, but so they'll be able to listen in FM, which is, it's FM talk is kind of a thing reserved for sports and other things. This is going to be pretty groundbreaking.
We're going to be breaking in. So I've already made a donation, which you never asked for, but you have the idea. How do folks get the rest of the equipment you need to have us go from covering part of Chicago to covering all of it?
Anybody that wants to participate in any way can go to Trump1530.com. That's Trump1530.com. Just put in your email address. I'll get back with you personally. It's a skeleton crew here. It's me and two other guys, and one of them is my son that helps us on the weekends. So it's a small group. I'll get back to you personally. Trump1530.com, and it's going to be an exciting 2018.
Man, I tell you, we get a great response from 1530 over the 8 years you've been carrying us, and I know instead of them coming after you, you mob folks should back off. You didn't. And so because you predate when I stopped saying who our affiliates are. Because they get ratings, they get support, but as long as we say it nationally, man, the eye of Sauron goes, and boy, they come after your butt because, I mean, they know what they're doing. This is a mafia of slugs, of globalist scum, but Matt Dibiel hasn't given in to them, so we salute you. Folks should support you, and absolutely. So God bless you, Matt. Thank you so much, and I can't wait till you launch your own show because you're a great talk show host with a few other folks in a roundtable because we're wanting to go 20 hours live a day as well. We don't compete with Coast to Coast. They're great folks. So we're going to try to go to midnight every night and come on at like 5 a.m. So that's 19 hours a day. So look for big stuff with Matt Dibiel and others. Thank you, Matt.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, my gosh. Can't believe you can actually say that. It's like an act of resistance. Like 2 + 2 = 4, George Orwell, well, the modern politically correct, saying Merry Christmas is the act of freedom. You know, they'll freak out. And there's more Christmas songs they're banning, by the way. I never even got to that. Coming up is the War Room. Please spread these live links. Infowars.com/show. It's an act of resistance. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for the support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.